Let it ride.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioTrend services.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come back home.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's week 10 of the 2018 football season, and tonight the 4-4 Clay County Bulldogs are back home at John Peoples Field for the first time since the September 21st homecoming game. Head coach Jake Johnson and his team are fresh off a bye week, looking to finish the season strong and go growling into the playoffs. Standing in their way tonight are their 2-6 Pickett County Bobcats. Head coach Ray Reagan has brought his team around the southern side of Delhalla Lake to Salina, Tennessee, and they look to keep their slim playoff hopes alive by upsetting the home team. The Dogs are ready for live action tonight, and we hope that you are too, as we get set for the 18th ever meeting between the Bobcats and the Bulldogs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County Turns to Us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call a contractor that's used to it.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to stop in to pick up their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
This is the CarQuest pregame show in our ninth game of calling live Bulldog football action in this 2018 season. For the fifth time this year, we're in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth high top Joan F. H. Stadium. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be bringing the play-by-play action tonight. I'm greatly pleased to be accompanied this evening by our network producer, Rob Edwards.
Glad to be back, Dan. It's been a while. It's been so long, I forgot to turn my mic on right there.
15 days since we last broadcast down in Chattanooga at the Sail Creek game. Also joining us tonight is our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
It does feel good to be back here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth with you two, especially since we're not sweating. Guys, it's football weather. For the first time this year, I'm pretty excited about it.
It is. Crept towards 70 today, but been cool around Salina lately.
It has. Calling for a little rain later. Hopefully we won't get that, but you can't get much better than this weather tonight. The Dogs are off last week, of course, and I'll have to say, I didn't quite know what to do. It was a little weird, Coach, not to have a game to call. So you know what I did? I listened to one. Whitwell and South Pitt.
Two
heavyweights. And I tell you what, Whitwell got the best of the Pirates in that one. And if things go right, we're on a collision course with one of those two in a couple weeks in the first round. Kind of pick your poison, Daniel. But as history shows, a postseason bid is an accomplishment in itself, no matter how it turns out. We need this one tonight against a scrappy Pickett County team, but looks like we're headed south.
We, and proud to be, you know, this will be the first time, I told Coach Johnson this morning, first time since 97-98 that we will have had consecutive playoff appearances, and we want that, you know, regardless of how mighty the foe is that we take on, we want to be there, want to start a new tradition.
We do. You know what, Daniel, I streamed that game on my telephone, too, just like all of our Horizon Sports Network listeners do every week. There's no way I'd have been able to pick that up with a regular standard radio broadcast. And that kind of gave me a sense of the reach of our broadcast here.
It's nice. That's the very first thing you said when we was talking about this. You said we've got to get on the Internet. That way folks can listen anywhere in the world.
That's right. Anywhere in the world they can follow the black and gold through the Horizon Sports Network with what they've got in their pocket many times. That's pretty amazing to me. And we know they're tuning in right here in Bulldog Country, too, because as of our last broadcast, we smashed the 20,000 listen mark.
And we're only in our second season, Daniel.
I always kind of watched that each week and was very pleased to see it go over that mark. And as you've mentioned several times, each and every week, there's always somebody new that says, hey, I enjoyed the broadcast. And I'm satisfied. Still a few folks that don't know we're doing this.
And there probably is. And I'm sure they'll figure it out someday and get on board. But, of course, none of this will be possible without our sponsors, who Daniel likes to call the stars of the show because they're the ones that make it happen. So, folks out there, if you enjoy being able to tune into Bulldog football, we want to ask you to let them know you listen and thank them for their support of the Horizon Sports Network. We also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper each week to follow up these broadcasts with full details, pictures, and more from each game, because the Horizon Sports Network is simply an extension of our coverage in print. And the paper needs people's support too, Daniel.
It certainly does. Your brother, John, who helps you run that extra here with us tonight in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Wish we had a fourth headset. We'd just bring him on in, but maybe I'll take a break after a while and let him join in there.
Sounds good. He's shaking his head back here, but it is good to have John here with us in the booth tonight. And we may slip in and kick Coach out or something and put him on. You wouldn't mind, would you, Coach?
Well, no, I hardly ever get a break anyway. It'd be nice to have a break every now and then.
Right. Back to our broadcast here. 2 weeks ago, the newspaper chronicled the Dogs' domination of Sail Creek. And in case you missed it, here's what was in print as we dive into the Horizon Weekly Recap. The headline on the front page read, Dogs earn much-needed blowout win at Chattanooga heading into the bye week. The story told how Clay County got off the bus and went to work scoring on their first two plays for scrimmage, and then went on to score on their first six drives of the game. Coach Johnson said he felt like it was the most complete game his team had played since he'd been here, describing his squad as firing on all cylinders, Daniel. And they got off the schneid in a big way that night, as your scoring summary will show.
It certainly does. Clay County did score the first two times they touched it on a Jared Markham 52-yard touchdown run and a 26-yard scoring toss from junior quarterback Jay Cashcock to senior wideout B.J. Emberton. After only two offensive snaps, the Dogs led 15-9, and they went on to invoke the TWSWA running clock mercy rule with four more unanswered scores. As the scoreboard lit up with Bulldog points, Clay County's ferocity on the other side of the ball intensified. Multiple Dog defenders tallied big numbers, but it was sophomore standout Dalton Goad who made history with a two-sack performance, which gave him 13 on the year, a new single-season school record. While Goad and the unrelenting Bulldog defense shut down the Panther attack, the Clay County assault continued. Mason Sharp's 19-yard touchdown made it 21-9 before the first quarter buzzer sounded. The junior fullback score was followed by Markham, showcasing his power, quickness, and speed with an electric 90-yard jaunt to pay dirt. Ashlock then found junior White Burks for a 30-yard touchdown on the Bulldogs' next drive, and Clay County carried a 33-9 leading to the break. Sharp hauled into the Dogs' final score as Ashlock hit him with a screen pass that he carried 23 yards to the end zone on the opening drive of the quarter. Reserve play then ruled the remainder of the contest, and Clay County carried home the confidence-building victory. Final score, Clay County 39, Sail Creek none. And Thomas, I'm bad to do this. I think I cut in on you there onto this summary. I don't know that you had read all of your introductory stuff.
I think I got through it, Daniel.
Did you get through it that time?
I did, finally. Pretty good summary, of course. A lot of big names in there. Markham, who was our TDS top performer of the night, was the leading rusher with 151 yards and the two touchdowns you talked about. On just four carries, what a season Jared Markham's having here.
Well, he's got 906 on the year. He's averaging over 10 yards a carry on the season, I think, with eight touchdowns. So looked improved tonight on that.
Sharp ran for 28 yards on three carries and had a touchdown. Burks had one carry for 8 yards. Carson Sharp, his little brother, had five carries for 10 yards. Ashlock scrambled twice for 3 yards. And freshman Colby Bowes had three carries for negative 3 yards. The Dogs had a total of 197 yards on the ground, including those three touchdowns. Ashlock was 8 for 10 for 136 yards passing and threw three touchdowns to help Clay County post a pretty good total, Daniel, 333 yards of offense. Been a while since we'd seen those numbers. Got real close to it the game prior, though.
We did. We had it in the first couple weeks of the season, got away, and it was nice to see it back. And as you talked about, a lot of names there. I like the spread and the diversity of it.
Ashlock completed passes to Emerton, who caught 2 for 44 yards and a touchdown. Sharp, 2 for 46 yards and a touchdown. Burks, 2 for 32 yards and a touchdown. Senior Hayden Cherry had a catch for 16 yards, and senior Sage Tiernan had 1 for 2 yards. Defensively, Gold led the way with his historic night with a pair of sacks. Sharp, Burks, and junior Wesley Walker had 5 stops apiece, while Cherry had 3, Emerton 2, Bowles 2, Zach Strong had 2 and a sack, senior Dalton Schrable had 2, sophomore Bryson Burchett 2, freshman Wade Coons 2, and junior Jonathan Maynard, in his first start on defense, had 2 tackles also. Seniors Joseph Jolin, Dakota McGee, along with sophomore Jacob Burnett and freshman Tyler Harris, rounded out the tackling with a stop apiece, while junior Michael Herrera recorded a sack in the contest. Next week, folks, you can get all those details, just like Daniel and I went through, pictures from the CCHS Media Group, and more from tonight's game with Pickett County in the Yerdale Hall of Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Bobcats here at John Peoples Field on Senior Night, live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we support.
We return here on the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and agency manager Daniel Burton. Coach Edwards, this is going to be a little tricky. You've been talking about a lot of games were moved from tonight to last night for weather. We may actually have some scores instead of just who they're going to see tonight. I don't know how you want to handle that.
Well, to be honest with you, it's kind of confusing when I was writing it down, because on the computer screen it just shows the last game and the score. And you have to look over to see what the date was. So I may get some of these wrong. If I do, I apologize. But we'll start with Jackson County. They fell to 1-8 after they got beat by Gordonsville last night, 30-0. Now, that game was originally scheduled for tonight, got moved back to Thursday because of weather, I assume weather concerns. Jackson will finish out their season next week against Trousdale County.
Mm. Been a rough one with Coach Loftus down there, and I tell you what else you're noticing. Gordonsville's starting to roll here, guys, at the end of the season. Pretty much put it on Joe Burns and then a shutout against the Blue Devils.
I did have information that Braxton Gibbons, their all-star senior tailback, left that game with a knee injury, so unknown circumstances for him about next week.
The Bulldogs of Red Bull and Springs fell to 0-7, 0-4 in the conference. At the hands of Republic, 61-19. Now, that game was last week, so tonight, Red Bowling is hosting Joe Burns.
Mm.
Republic, with that win over Red Bowling, moved to 4-5 and 2-3 in Region 4A. Tonight, they are at Monterey for probably what is the premier game, at least as far as our region is concerned.
Thomas, tell them about the circumstances around that one.
Well, pretty much, Clay County needs Republic to knock off the Wildcats, and I think they're hosting that game. I think it's their senior night, too.
Yep.
They haven't hosted a whole lot, but they're playing down in Nashville. Going to be a tough trip for Scott Hughes and the Wildcats to head down there and beat what has become a pretty solid Republic team.
And with the Republic win over Monterey, there is a chance that Clay County will finish third rather than fourth in the region.
That's right, and a lot of tiebreakers involved. I'm not sure if we want to get into that now, but basically we, you know, let's say we win tonight here against Pickett County, maybe trip up against a good Gordersville team, we'd finish 5-5. Republic could do the same by beating Monterey tonight, and Monterey would fall to 4-6 on the season. So
and out of the playoffs.
That would kick them out of the playoffs. Republic and I, and Clay County would be tied. It would go to head-to-head again, which we beat Republic.
Yeah. We'll be watching that in close.
That game is going to be played at the old TPS campus, Tennessee Preparatory Schools, where they play their home games. That's what I was told, at least this week. Mount Juliet Christian Academy proved a 5-2 with a 28-21 win over Ezell Harding. Tonight they host Grace Baptist of Chattanooga. Monterey Wildcats 3-5, 2-2 in the conference with a 43-12 win at Pickett County. As you said, they're at Republic tonight. East Robertson, and as impressive as they looked when we were down there, they're on a three-game skid, guys.
I know.
Their game for tonight got moved to last night, so they lost their third game in a row to a 1-7 White House Heritage by a score of 15-14.
And I thought I saw that maybe that was a really long losing streak for White House Heritage. I saw a story by Tom Krieger in the Tennessean this week. Big win for that program,
yeah.
I think.
East Robertson is at Watertown next week to wrap up their regular season, at least. Joe Burns, 4-4, 3-1 in Region 4A after a 7-25 loss to Gordonsville. Tonight they are at Red Bowling Springs. Sale Creek High School fell to 2-5 after a 21-15 loss to Zion Christian. Tonight they are at Wartburg. Pickett County lost to Monterey 43-12 last week, and they are here out on the field right now warming up, guys.
You know, Coach Johnson talked about Pickett a little bit. We talked about Daniel Howe. They're always scrappy, always play hard.
Hard to put away.
They're putting up a few points this year and won a few games. So Pickett comes in here with maybe a little added confidence. And they got one heck of an athlete in Parker Gore back there that can cause some problems for anybody.
Yeah, they do. They've got a new coaching staff. Not suggesting that the old staff wasn't adequate. They were a great staff. They did a good job up there. But a lot of times new energy comes with that, like we've seen here in Salina. New coaching staff, scrappy team. Always find a little niche against the defense to put up points, like you said.
And, Coach, I think they even still have a shot at the playoffs at this point.
I'm not going to address that issue after I thought last season they had a shot at the playoffs, and I was shot down, to be honest with you.
Well, I had seen Peter Westbrook information that day that yeah, I didn't originate that factual information. The Tita Westaway did, so sorry about that, Coach. You asked for the fact.
Yeah, I never forget, do I? Gordonsville proved to 7-2. They're on a 5-game win streak, guys. They're 5-0 and leading Region 4A, 25-7 win at Joe Burns. Clay County goes to Gordonsville next week. I'd love to discuss the standings, but we may be able to do that halftime or something. We talk too much tonight. This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. About 35 minutes and 6 seconds from kickoff, we hope you'll stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store?
If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Welcome back to the CarQuest Free Game Show. It's time for about a Bulldog history, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. The Bulldogs and Bobcats are meeting tonight for the 18th time. Clay County leads the series with a 17-1 record. The lone loss to Piggy County took place all the way back in 1951. The Black and Gold ride a 13-game winning streak in the series. Historically, the Bulldogs score 37 points per game against Pickett County, and they allow the Bobcats only 8 points per game on average. Not a lot of individual standouts against the Bobcats in history. We'll share a few, starting off with passing yardage. Seth Mackey, about 3 years ago, 2015, great quarterback, threw for 233 yards against Pickett County.
And our all-time leading receiver in just about every category, Wyatt Mabry, off the arm of Mackey, I'm sure, 134 yards in that same game.
Receiving touchdowns, got to go back to 2003, Corey Barlow hauled in two against Pickett.
Tackles, 13 minimum, and Matt Fraga had it in 2013. Pretty good night right there on defense, recording 13 tackles.
He's a good inside backer. Interceptions, got three gentlemen all tied with two apiece against Pickett County. Chris Nagy in 2011, Alex McLaren the next year in 2012, and just last year, senior Matt Jacoby had two.
Kickoff return, had the two interceptions, also had an 80-yard kickoff return, Alex McLaren, same game, 2012.
And wrapping up the individual leaders against Pickett County with punt return was J.R. Fraga, brother of Matt, in that same game where Matt recorded 13 tackles. J.R. had a 62-yard punt return touchdown against Pickett County. With the series history complete, we'll move on to announcing the much-anticipated next team on the Horizon Sports Network Power Rankings Top 10.
Daniel, you should call it much-anticipated. That's no understatement. I'm hearing a lot from a lot of people. Hey, who's number two? Who's going to be number one? Here it comes, folks.
I think they know who the two teams are, wondering where they're going to stand. Let's go ahead and review the top 10 we've released so far first. 10th, 1981. 9th, 1983. 8th, 1958, 7th, 1989, 6th, 1985, 5th, 1968, 4th, 1974, and our last broadcast at 3rd, the 1955 team. If you have missed a prior broadcast, you can easily access those below our live player at www.dalehallhorizon.com/listen. Without any further delay, it's time for the number two team in the Horizon Sports Network Power Rankings. The year was 1954. The United States Supreme Court ruled that segregated schools were unconstitutional. Elvis Presley released his debut single. The first edition of Sports Illustrated was published, and Clifton Carter was in his second and last season as the head coach of the Salina Bulldogs. After a 6-2 record in 1953, the Dogs were returning a host of experienced players with talent distributed throughout all four classes. The Black and Gold opened their season at 1-1 with a win over Jackson County and a heartbreaking 1-point, 20-21 loss to Livingston Academy. From that point on, Carter and his Hounds would go on an 8-game tear to finish the regular season that is the stuff of local legend around here. They completely annihilated the competition. Their closest game during the stretch was a 19-0 win over Gordonsville. The other seven teams they defeated during the 8 consecutive victories were York, Trailsdale County, Monterey, Jackson County in a second meeting, Tompkinsville, Kentucky, Baxter, and Macon County. The 1954 Bulldogs had finished the regular season with a 9-1 record and had missed perfection by a mere 2 points. The defense had an impressive 8 shutouts during the regular season, allowing only 3 points per game on average, while offensively scoring 31 points per game. Coach Carter had to cancel an 11th scheduled game with Glasgow, Kentucky, due to accepting the invitation for his team to play in Hartsville's inaugural Tobacco Bowl. They would have been ineligible to participate had they already played 11 games prior to the Tobacco Bowl. As fate would have it, Salina's opponent would offer them a chance to avenge their own loss. The Livingston Wildcats had been selected as the opposition in a classic rematch between the two teams was scheduled to take place on November the 17th. The Wildcats were ranked 21st in the Tennessee in action ratings, and the Bulldogs were ranked 27th, and they were chosen as a 3-point underdogs to Livingston. I have here, much like the 1955 release a couple weeks ago, an actual article from the Tennessean describing this game. It's not too long. I just want to read it to you here. So this was taken from the November 18th, 1954 Tennessean. An overflow crowd of 2,500 saw the Wildcats repeat an earlier 1-point victory over Salina. The first game score between the two was 21-20. The first 3 quarters yesterday were ragged with fumbles, penalties, and intercepted passes, halting drives by both 11s. But early in the 4th quarter, Salina broke the ice, and from then on, it was a race to see who could get the most points, and Livingston came from behind to win it with less than 3 minutes to go. Salina's first touchdown drive started late in the 3rd period, and the Bulldogs made it to Livingston's 24 as the 4th period began. Quarterback Charles Vaughn bucked 7 yards to give Salina a first down on the 1, but 3 plays later, the Bulldogs were back on the 4. Vaughn came through, though, as he scored from there on 4th down on an optional play. Vaughn was hit back on the 5 when he tried to get the extra point, and it was 6-0 Salina. It took Livingston only 4 plays to tie the score after the kickoff. Livingston's Kenneth Sadler got the touchdown as he raced 24 yards to pay dirt. Sadler was stomped on the extra point attempt, and it was 6-6. Salina retaliated as Coach Clifton Carter's team took the lead again 2 plays after the kickoff. Vaughn tossed a beautiful pass to end Eddie Arms for a touchdown on a play covering 51 yards. Hamilton, that'd be Claude Dump Hamilton, failed to get over on the extra point try, and it stood 12-6 Salina. Coach Cordell McDonald's team wasted little time in coming right back to take the lead and the ball game, though. An out-of-bounds kickoff put the ball on the 40, and Livingston scored in 5 plays. With Carr hardly able to stand up, Sadler took over and did all the gaining. He got 7, 38, and then ripped off tackle from 15 yards out for the score. Carr put on a key block on the touchdown run, and then he had to be helped off the field. Sadler made the extra point, but Livingston was penalized 5 for backfield in motion. The next time, Sadler swung to the right, then wheeled back and threw to the left, where in Dewey Watkins was all alone in the end zone. That made it 13-12, and it ended that way, although Salina never quit. Arms, who was a demon on defense, was in the clear almost every time he went out for a pass, juggled one on the 10-yard line in the fading seconds, and it finally slipped from his grasp. And that did conclude that initial, that was the first annual ever Tobacco Bowl in Hartsville. Clay County finished that season up in 1954, not Clay County, Salina at the time, finished with a 9-2 record, with both losses to Livingston by a single point each time.
According to the power rankings, the 1954 team ties for fifth in the area of winning percentage. Their offense ranks sixth, while their defense, allowing 3.1 points, I think, after the bowl game, that ranks first all-time defense. Their point differential rank, which ties for first, and their bowl appearance places the 1954 team as the second best all-time Salina Bulldog football team, Thomas.
Just a heck of a recount of that contest right there. And I love, like I've said before, hearing those articles, the way it was written, 70 years ago or
yep.
something like that, is just really neat. I appreciate you sharing those. And something I've also said, that's where that rivalry comes from right there. 2 1-point losses
sure.
to the Hawkeye. Unfortunately, that rivalry went away in the last few years, I guess late 90s or something like that.
Yeah, but quit playing
the
them.
The feelings
yeah.
I had when I went out against Livingston probably came from there and were passed down to me, you know.
I'm sure.
But just a huge rivalry between Livingston and that day. And, of course, that team had some great names on it back in the day, and four of those, we don't know what class they were here, Jimmy Stevens, Jimmy Lynn, Sammy Carter, and how you say that? Raybon Wells. So not sure what class they were in. We do know there was one freshman, and that was Jack Butler, and then seven sophomores: Billy Masters, Joe Neil Eads, Eddie Arms, Fred Melton, Robert Smith, Bobby Westmoreland, and Ira Hunter, who we called several of those names last week on that 55 team.
Sure did. That's a talented group. Played a huge part in the success of this team.
That's right. And then there were seven juniors: Nelson Short, Bernice Scott, Charles Vaughn, Joe Melton, Billy Westmoreland, Paul Martin Garrett, and Ralph Smith. And then five seniors: Claude Dump Hamilton, who you said, Kenneth, I guess, is that Ocean?
That's Ocean.
That's Ocean.
Jason
Hamilton.
R. Head Hamilton, the dad.
That's
yeah.
right. Russell Lynn, Jesse Stover, and John H. McLaren. And there were two managers, L.E. Heston and Charlie Westmoreland, and a trainer, Sam Lynn, and then assistant coach, Robert M. Peoples, for head coach, Clifton Carter. What a group of legends, Daniel, that I just got the honor of calling their name.
I wished he took the time to make a little star beside all the ones who had advanced on to current status in the Clay
right.
County Sports Hall of Fame, because the large majority of that team well-deservingly is in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. You kind of grinned as you read off Mr. Teeples is the assistant coach.
Right.
I had to think of him in that capacity.
Well, I had to look and make sure that's what it said then.
He did take over the next year in 1955, as we talked about. You know, this team is the one that I heard about growing up. They never talked much about the 55 team that actually had the undefeated regular season and also a Tobacco Bowl appearance. They were the third-best team in our statistical rankings. This 54 team, they're the ones you always heard about.
They are, and I tell you what, just legendary in their own right. We got one more to go, Daniel. I guess we'll get to it next week.
We certainly will. And quickly, I want to make note that this game was just such a huge event. Tennessee State Marching Band came out and played at halftime, as they did the following year in 55. But I believe in 2004, these two teams got together for a 50-year reunion of these two squads in this first Tobacco Bowl. They joined forces over at Pennington's Grocery there, right outside of Livingston as you head up towards Monterey. And I believe our Uncle Don Napier kind of went over there and hung out and almost wrote a newspaper article about it. But this game was a huge deal and a huge part of why this 1954 team has been named as the Horizon Sports Network Power Rankings number 2 team. Tune in next week, folks, for the unveiling of the last one, number 1. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all.
Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Hound Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to stop in to pick up their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina because fresh is what we do.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Lieber, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County hosting Pickett County for Senior Night, where the Dogs look to down the Bobcats to keep their playoff hopes alive. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, it's been a while. Appreciate you having us back to talk it all over again.
Yeah, it has been a while. You know, you're always welcome in here, and it's good to get back in the swing of things. But, you know, some time off to heal up and refocus is kind of something we needed, especially coming off a win in the fashion we did before the bye week.
And you did take some time off, took a week off, I think, and maybe got back to work Monday. Like you say, refocus and recharge, get healthy, probably.
And that's been a lot of our problem this year. You know, some of it we've had some season-ending injuries. There's nothing you can do about that, you know, other than time. But, you know, just little nicks and bruises and things. You know, Markham's had some issues along with a couple others. But, you know, I feel like we're finally at 100% healthy where we're at, and that's good. Sometimes kids do need a break. They need to be kids.
And like you mentioned, you went into that bye week on a high note after a trip south down to Chattanooga where your team kind of put it all together, Coach, and came away with a, you can only describe as a confidence-building win over Sail Creek.
Yeah, and like we'd mentioned before, you know, you'd see flashes. You see a great first half against East Robertson. You know, you see a great second half against Joe Burns. You know, it was coming together, and I finally feel like we've completed a full four-quarter game, you know, for the first time probably this season.
And it was a blowout, of course, against a team historically that hadn't had a whole lot of success, but I think it did build your confidence, and a lot of guys shined in that one. You know, Jared Markham had another huge night, a 90-yard touchdown run. Jake Ashlock was super efficient under center, 8 for 10, and Dalton Goad broke the single-season sack record. Just a big night all the way around. Talk about those guys individually, though.
Well, those guys, I mean, we've always relied heavily on them, you know, but we've had to change some things up, and I feel like they're starting to get more comfortable and more confident in the things that we've been doing. You know, Jared Markham is just Jared Markham, you know. he's going to do what he's going to do, but Ashlock is starting to really grow up and grow into the quarterback position, and you know, he's starting to make decisions. He's starting to get higher completion ratings, you know. He's starting to understand, you know, we don't always have to throw the long ball.
Right.
You know, Dalton Gold, well, that's another one. That kid's just a sophomore. He's incredible. You talk about a ridiculous motor. That's something you can't teach.
And you talk about Jared, like you say, to me, that 90-yard touchdown was one of the best plays I've ever seen at any level. He did it all on that one, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, the kid probably ran for 150 yards on that one, you know. I know it was technically 90 from the line of scrimmage, but, I mean, he went literally sideline to sideline. You talk about vision, speed, power. I mean, it just all shined of what he can do in that big run. You know, of course, you've seen him a couple weeks ago break an 80-something yarder kind of similar fashion. But, you know, he's finally getting his legs back and under him, you know. So I'm excited for what we got left this year.
And Gold, we talked about it before we started here. You know, sacks is something that maybe wasn't recorded throughout entire history, but to break that record, I think that's pretty huge. You know, 13 sacks already this season with two games, or hopefully three games or four games to go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, the thing about the kid's 15 years old. And, you know, make no mistakes about it. He's a grown man.
Right.
You know, the future is incredibly bright for a kid like him. You know, he comes to work day in, day out with a good attitude. And the kid is just relentless in everything he does. I mean, even offensively. I mean, he's a very good quality lineman. And, you know, that's something that people don't necessarily talk about. But Dalton Gold is a complete player.
Like we said, huge individual performances. But the win, you know, it didn't do a whole lot for us besides confidence when it comes to the playoff picture. But the next two do. We need to finish strong in these last two region games, don't we, Coach?
Oh, absolutely. You know, with playoff implications, you know, if we end up getting a victory over, you know, Pickett County, you know, we're locked up in the playoffs, which for here, I know it's kind of an empty victory. You know, back-to-back trips to the postseason, something that hasn't been done here in probably several decades. You know, unfortunately, I feel like we could have done better. However, it is what it is, and that's something we can build on. You know, it's not about how you get there. You know, it's what you do when you get in, and you know, getting there is the most important step.
It is, and historically, just getting to the into the playoffs is a pretty big accomplishment, and to do it back to back, like you said, you know, to me, that's a success.
I agree. You know, you never want to set the bar low and settle for, you know, hey, we come in as number four seed. You know, we wanted home field. But, you know, things happen. It is what it is. You know, you still got to refocus and go to work. And, you know, win and out's not out of the question at all.
And, of course, this accomplishment's come behind the leadership of your 10 seniors who will be recognized before the game tonight on senior night. Talk about that group, Coach. Just a lot of leaders on this team in that group.
I agree, and there's a lot of unsung heroes. You know, there's a lot of people in there that necessarily don't get their name called every night or every play. However, I mean, you'll see them contributing. They're blocking. They're on special teams. They are key pieces. Every single one of them has got some job or priority here. You know, Jared Markham would not be Jared Markham without Hayden Cherry blocking for him.
Right.
You know, McGee's come in, and, hey, he's played well on special teams. He's caught some balls well. He's ran when we needed him to. I mean, even it comes down to our blocking. You know, Zach Strong, very good offensive and defensive lineman.
I think he's really come into his own.
Late in the season, he's really starting to develop. Sage Tiernan, you know, expect to hear his name more. You know, the kid hadn't played a whole lot of football, great athlete. He's starting to understand the things. You know, of course, you know, Jared Markham, B.J. Emberton, that goes without being said. But, you know, there's more, Dalton Schrable.
And then you're going to – you got one that, of course, we've missed all season long, and that's Clark Donaldson. I think he's going to get a chance to be recognized along with him tonight.
And that's something he deserves. You know, Clark Donaldson is a great football player and even better kid. I hate that he didn't have an opportunity to play, you know, his senior season. But he's made the best of it. He's been at every game. He's been supportive. He's still tried to be in that leadership role.
I know I see him almost at every practice, too. Really a big part of this team still.
Oh, he is. And you know, he understands his role. And a lot of kids would, I mean, you know, he's got nothing to benefit from it.
Right.
And that shows his character.
It does. Well, we're going to need those 10 tonight and the whole team against what's always a scrappy Pickett County squad. To me, they always play hard, Coach. You got to give them credit for sticking with it without a whole lot of success.
Well, they've won a couple games this year. You know, they aren't – I'm telling you, they can do a few things that we are not exactly – we don't feel great about. You know, they've got a few good athletes. Make no mistake about it, but you're right. Historically, they have not been very good. However, I feel like this year they're probably more dangerous than they have been.
Sure. Well, give us, always ask for it, to wrap these things up. What's the key to our success in that, and how do you feel about this one, Coach?
Well, I feel like if we do the things that we do, we'll be okay. The number one priority, especially defensively, is we've got to take care of Parker Gore. I mean, the kid is a phenomenal athlete, a great player. You put him on anybody's team and he's a star.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, and it's just ball control, offensively. You know my game plan. Hey, we're going to play keep away. We're going to do what we're going to do, and hopefully we can pull out with another shutout. That's the goal.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us, and good luck tonight against the Bobcats. Folks, we'll be back here next week with Coach Johnson to preview the Dogs' regular season finale at Gordonsville. We hope you'll join us then. This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shake the earth for over 35 years.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the home improvement keys to the game. Well, we asked Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight.
Well, going to go a little different direction tonight, guys. I think the biggest key to this game is for the Dogs to come out and have a big senior night tonight. So I want to recognize those players along with the cheerleaders. And senior cheerleaders, there's 3 of them. Carly Craig, a 4-year member of the cheer squad, and she's the daughter of Brandy Schmitz and Larry Craig. Katie Thomason is a 2-year member of the cheer squad, and she's the daughter of Nikki Thompson and Scott Stewart. And folks, we're fixing to have the national anthem here, so we're going to take a break and be back.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With my mobile.
We're back here, and we'll jump right back to Thomas with those seniors.
We just mentioned two of the three cheerleaders, Carly Craig and Katie Thomason, and we also have Elizabeth Spivey. Elizabeth's a 3-year member of the squad, and she's the daughter of Amanda and Kelly Spivey. And then, Daniel, we've got 11 senior football players that are going to be honored tonight on senior night. First one, and I think they're in alphabetical order, Camden Bowles, who's a 2-year team member, and he's the son of Lynn and Michelle Bowles. Hayden Cherry, 4-year team member, he's the son of Rachel and Chris Cherry. Clark Donaldson, a 4-year team member, he's the son of Johnny and Gene Donaldson. B.J. Emerton, 2-year member, the son of Kim and Leon Emerton. Dakota McGee, a 4-year team member, son of Jerry Lee Short and Jamie Short and Christina and Stephen McGee. And Jared Markham, 4-year team member, son of Gwenda Scott and William Markham, and the stepson of Terry Scott. Austin Ritter played 3 years, the son of Brian and Jennifer Ritter. Dalton Schrable, a 1-year team member after transferring in, and is the grandson of Bruce and Becky Taylor. And Zach Strong, a 2-year player. Zach's the son of Michael Strong, Amanda White, and the stepson of Christina Strong. And Sage Tiernan played this year, the only year, and he's the son of Tammy and Tim Tiernan. What a group. I know we heard from Coach Johnson also about that group. Really going to be missed, Daniel.
They will. Strong group, big group of 11. They've meant a lot to this program. We're very proud of them. Folks, that's another special Keys to the Game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Home Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Clay County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature currently in Salina, 64 degrees. At halftime, it should be 62 and around 60 degrees at the end of the game. Humidity is 61%. No precipitation is falling in Salina today. Some is expected this evening. There's a 50% chance of rain right now in the next few minutes, down to a 15% chance at halftime and a 35% chance at the end of the game. There is a 4-mile-an-hour wind out of the southwest. This has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home for them. Coach, let's go ahead and do the final word that's brought to us by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland.
Well, guys, coming off the bye week, coming off fall break, you know, I think the main thing to do is focus. I think players, coaches, everybody hopefully focus this week in practice. They know what's on the line here tonight. The Dogs have to win one out of the next two to be guaranteed a playoff spot. So tonight's a perfect opportunity to get that job done. And then next week's game is obviously you want to win it, but not as much riding on it. So hopefully the Dogs are focused and these seniors are ready to go.
There you have it, folks. That's been the final word brought to you by Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. And, folks, we're set now, fixing to have kickoff here at John Peoples Field in this last regular season home game of the Clay County Bulldogs 2018 season. They are 4-4 at this point on the season, looking to get to the winning side of the record at 5-4 tonight. Senior Zach Strong going to kick it off for Clay County. They are the home team. They'll be kicking it off left to right. Clay County wearing all black tonight. Piggy Game, the visiting team, will be returning from right to left. They wear white jerseys, and it is fielded by a Bobcat back around their own 20-yard line. A pretty decent return advances it up to the Bobcat 36. Well, they'll take over for their first drive of this contest. Piggy County will be driving from right to left from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth.
That's a sophomore, Jacob Burnett, on the tackle. What a special team player he's been in the last few weeks, Daniel, as this crowd's a pretty good crowd coming in here tonight despite the drizzly rain.
Piggy County playing quick here out of the huddle already up to the line of scrimmage. We'll have to figure out who's quarterbacking tonight. I think it is Parker Gore, the junior. He appears to be under center. Three backs in the backfield. Handing off to a fullback right up the gut. Nothing happening there. Bulldog tackler on the play. I suppose we need to credit middle linebacker Wesley Walker, the junior, who has become a staple here as he starts here for Clay County. Let's bring you the starting defensive lineup up front in this 4-3 defense. Defensive tackles Wade Coons and Jonathan Maynard. Defensive ends, Dalton Golden, Zach Strong. Inside backers, Mason Sharp, Wesley Walker, and Hayden Cherry. Cornerbacks, Jacob Burnett and Bryson Birch, and accompanying them in the defensive backfield are safeties, B.J. Emberton and White Burks. Gore under center, loss of one on Walker's tackle. Second 11, Gore has it, toss sweep to the right. I can't see the number on the carrier. Try to bring that to you in a moment. He tests the right side on a toss sweep, gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and picks up one to make it 3rd and 10. That defensive starting lineup was brought to you by Subway, located on the bypass here in Salina, inviting Bulldog fans to try one of their signature wraps or stop in to pick up their favorite sandwich. Subway, fresh is what we do.
If the roster's right, guys, Gore is 34, and he's at the tailback spot, looks like to me. I'm not sure who the quarterback is. It's just really difficult to see those numbers.
It is. We'll try to bring an accurate call to it. The Bobcats have it 3rd and 10 from their own 36. Another toss sweep to the right. Hitting the backfield is the carrier. He bounces off and gets into the free. He's at the 40, the 45, crosses midfield. It is almost tackled by Burnett. He can't make the stop, though. It's Gore on the carry. He's all the way up to the Bulldog 25, 1st and 10, Pickett County. Hayden Cherry, the senior, making the stop on the play. And Thomas, the Bobcats, have flipped the field on 3rd and 10.
I tell you, we talked about Gore coming in tonight. He's one heck of an athlete. Coach Johnson talked about him. We saw him last year make some plays for this Bobcat team. Well, like you said, toss sweep to the right. About 4 or 5 Bulldogs missing tackles over there. You can't arm tackle Gore tonight.
Fourth play of this drive coming up. Picky County has it 25 yards away from points. Bobcats have a tight end to the right. Three backs in the backfield in a straight line and a wide out to the left. Quarterback under center, handoff this time to fullback up the gut. He's met and brought down. Freshman Wade Coons there to make the stop, accompanied by some inside backers. Positive yardage, though, for the Bobcats as they'll pick up a few. The quarterback is number 18, Luke Smith. Pick up a 2 on the carry to set up 2nd and 8. The ball rests at the Bulldog 23.
Big playability of Gore has got Piggy County on the move early in this one, Daniel. Not what the Dogs need, but this defense has got to bow up right here.
Powerhouse backfield, offset fullback to the right, 2 others behind him, tight end right, wide out left.
Hand off to the middle back. He tests the left side of the defense. Nothing doing. Stop made by Zach Strong along with Jonathan Maynard on the play. Maynard, the big run stopper, getting his second start at defensive tackle tonight. Positive yardage for Pickett County, though. They pick up one to advance to the Bulldog 22, setting up third and seven. 8:52 and ticking to play here in this opening quarter. It is scoreless here at John Peoples Field. Pickett County snapping on their sixth play of this drive. Tight end right, wide out left, three backs in the backfield. Quarterback Smith under center. Awaits the snap, gets it. Fake the fullback, toss sweep to Gore to the right. He has some room, but it disappears quickly as Dalton goes there to have a tackle for loss along with other Bulldog defenders. Thomas, did you get a look at who was in there? I think it was Goad.
It was Goad that came in and cleaned it up. I think it might have been White Birch from his safety position coming up and keeping Gore contained and maybe bringing him back in where Goad could come in and make his first stop of the night.
Loss of two for the Bobcats, setting up fourth and a long nine as the ball now rests at the Bulldog 24. Pickett County wants to talk over this fourth down play that they're going to cook up. We'll go to our first official break here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Smith in the gun for fourth down. Fourth and nine, he steps up, talks to the line. It is a shotgun snap, reverse in the backfield. Gore has it. He's hit by Goh. Goh can't hang on. A pass now away, going to be knocked away. B.J. Emerton on the fine defense there. Clay County football after a turnover on downs. Bit of trickery by the Bobcats, Thomas.
It was, and the Goat almost had another sack to add to his total. But I'm telling you, this Parker Gore is one heck of an athlete. Put the stop and go on him and gave him enough time to heave that one downfield. And it was just kind of a jump ball. Fortunately, B.J. Got back to it and knocked it down.
7:55 here to play in the first quarter. Clay County gets it for the first time. They take over from the Bulldog 24-yard line. And we see a rare play here, a show of respect to injured senior Clark Donaldson, who suited up for the first time this year. He had injured himself, a horrible knee injury to his right leg back in spring training. First action of the year, plays here on senior night, gets that official snap in, Thomas. Takes a knee on the play, and now we're back to normal offense. Second and 10 after the down play. Toss sweep to Mark on the right. He could go here, folks. 30, 40, makes a move. 45, 50, he's across it. 40, 35, he'll be run down. He puts up another move. He's going to score. No, he does not. A great play by Markham. Flips the field, takes it all the way down to the Bobcat 5-yard line. A pickup, let's see, 45 plus 26, whatever that is. A pickup of a bunch for Jared Markham here, setting up a Clay County first and goal at the Bobcat 5.
What a run by Jared Markham. That's just what he does, Daniel. Give the man the ball. You don't see him get run down much. The Bobcat had an angle on him. Got him by the shoestrings.
Ashstock under center. First and goal from the five. Hand up to fullback Sharp. He tries the interior of the line. Pickett County doing a good job. They shut him down there. Ball carry actually was Zach Strong, the senior. Went with a heavy set there on first and goal from the five. And Strong has a carry for one positive yard. Second and goal from the four for Clay County.
6:35 and ticking here. It's still scoreless. Ashlock under center. Strong still at the fullback. Hand off again to Strong left side. That may have been Gold. I get him confused. Touchdown either way. Clay County, I'm going to have to try to figure out who the carrier was. I don't know if that was Gold on that carry, folks, or
maybe Hayden Cherry, number 9, guys. I
could have been the senior Hayden Cherry. Either way, Clay County leads 6-9. I couldn't tell who the carrier was. 6:25 here in the first. Jonathan Bowles, the sophomore, on to try the PAT. Snap, set, kick away. It's good. Jonathan Bowles hitting his first PAT. Here's a Bulldog, and Clay County leads 7-9. Thomas, you checked on that carrier. It was Zach Strong, the senior, his first ever rushing touchdown as of a Bulldog. First ever touchdown that I know of any kind. Clay County has an early 7-9 lead, 6:25 to play in the first.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We return here to Clay County High School, and on that big 71-yard touchdown, Jared Markham now has 977 yards on the season. Needs 23 more to break the 1,000-yard mark. Clay County does lead 7-9. Strong kicks it off to the Bobcats. The carrier picks it up back at their own 12-yard line, heads upfield with it, going to be met hard by Burchett. Bryson Burchett, the sophomore, credited for the tackle there. Pickett County will start deep in their own territory on their second offensive possession.
Good to see Strong get his touchdown, but that drive was all about Jared Markham. First time he touches Daniel, broke one, 71 yards, did it all on that run again. I tell you what, I love to watch Markham break loose in open field.
I certainly do, too. I thought he was down once. He got away. And then, like you say, he in a rare instance, he was actually ran down from behind. Must have been Gore on that rundown tackle. Pickett County does start at their own 21-yard line, 79 yards away from a tying touchdown. Shotgun set out of Luke Smith, the junior quarterback. Three running backs in the backfield, a wide out to either side. Shotgun snaps on the ground, picked up by Gore. He's going to throw it from his tailback position. Has a man incomplete. I don't know if originally the play was intended to be a pass. The bad snap forced Pickett County to kind of go off script there.
Unique formation there. It was in the shotgun. I wanted to call it a pistol. Had the back behind him, but had a back on either side of him, too. Four in the backfield in the shotgun, Daniel.
I'm a shotgun inverted wishbone. Second and 10 after the incomplete pass. Wide out to either side for Pickett County. Clay County playing their 4-3 defense here tonight. They switched to it the last game against Sell Creek. Same set. Shotgun. Smith has a back either side, Gore behind him. Hand off to Gore, tries the left side of his offensive line. Gets one maybe. Tackle made by Mason Sharp, the inside linebacker. The junior's done a nice job. Had a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown against Sale Creek 2 weeks ago. And I'm very proud that he decided to make the journey out onto the gridiron here for his first varsity season as a player in his junior year. Third and 9 for Pickett County. Two wideouts to either side. Gore sits at the right hip of Smith. Shotgun set. Motion now from left to right. Gore actually the one that comes in motion, but whistles blow. Offensive infraction going to be assessed against Pickett County. A false start. That's a 5-yarder. It'll back them up to a 3rd-and-14 scenario.
You know, Daniel, you mentioned Mason Sharp, his first year playing football here for the Bulldogs. Coach Johnson's really excited about what he and his brother is going to bring to this team next year. You know, we've got some big shoes to fill in that backfield. Sharp may be the guy back there.
He could be both, he and his brother, extremely smart young men. They pick up quickly on stuff and don't forget what's told to them. Very important characteristic there for a football player. Two wideouts to either side. Running back to Smith's right hip. Smith looks to pass. He has pressure. Going to be hit and dropped. Initial contact was made by Dalton Gold. He now tallies, what's he up to? 14 sacks on this season. We announced last week that he was our new single season sack holder. We dropped the ball on some information. Thomas, he's actually our career sack leader. Johnny Rich had 17. Gold came into the game with 11, six from his freshman year. He was actually tied with Rich. And when he got that first sack last week, he broke the all-time record.
He did. And now he's got 20 for his career. Just amazing in his second year as a Bulldog.
Pickett County punts it. Going to be fielded by Emerson. He has room. 30, 35, 20, 15. 10, inside the 10 and hit, drop down around the 5-yard line. B.J. Emerton with a fine return here on the special teams punt, setting Clay County up first and goal inside the Bobcat 10 to take over. 4:05 left here in the first quarter. Clay County leads by 7 points. It is 7-0 here. They look to extend the lead.
See the speed Emerton possesses. We know how what a great athlete he is. He goes up and gets the ball, but he turned on the jets down the sideline there, Daniel. Just, I think the punter made the play right there.
We're going to say it rest on the Pickett County 4. Ashlock in the gun. Markham behind him. Two wideouts left. A tight end in a wing to the right. Jet motion in the backfield. It was a handoff to Sage Tiernan, the senior. He does not break the plane of the goal line. He does pick up 3 yards, though, and advances up to the Bobcat 1. Second goal, 36 inches away from points. Same set, two wide to the left, tight end and a wing to the right. Tiernan in motion again, fake to him. No, they give it to him. He gets to the edge. Sage Tiernan scoring his first ever Bulldog football touchdown in his senior campaign, a one-year player. And the first two scores of the game see seniors scoring their first ever career touchdowns. And you know that this was intentionally done by Coach Johnson. We saw the honoring of Clark Donaldson. We've seen Strong and Tiernan score. It's all about the seniors tonight here at John Peoples Field.
It is, and it should be, Daniel. These guys have put in their time, and it's time for them to enjoy one night.
Jonathan Bowles' kick, good attempt by him. However, Bobcat penetration, they were able to get a hand on the ball. It was no good. Clay County leads 13-0, 3:17 to play in the first quarter.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're back here, and Clay County leads 13-0 here in the first quarter. Coach Edwards, you already have a big score of interest here for Clay County fans.
Well, the one we've been following, guys, we were going to follow all night, Republic 7, Monterey 0 in the first quarter. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Whatever it takes to get rid of your snakes.
Gore has it, returning the kick off for Pickett County. He runs through two tackles, finally going to be brought down by Wesley Walker. Pickett County will take over at their own 35-yard line for their third possession of this opening quarter. So far, Thomas, this one's going exactly as it should for Clay County.
Besides the big run by Gore, kind of threatened early on that first drive by the Bobcats, it is, Daniel. And a lot of names going to have some fun tonight, looks like, as Coach Jake Johnson honors his seniors.
Pickett County with it, first and 10. Smith goes back up under center, three backs in the backfield. Tight end left, wide out to the right. There's the snap, hand off the fullback up the gut, quickly brought down by Hayden Cherry along with Wesley Walker. Pickup of around 4 on the carry, though, setting up second and 6 for Pickett County. 2:35 and ticking here in the first quarter. Piggy County driving right to left from our vantage point. Wide out left, tight end right. Smith under center. Three backs in the backfield behind him. There's the snap. Hand off to the fullback again. He's been hard for possibly a loss of yardage. Bulldog tackler.
I think that was Big Maynard in the middle, Daniel.
Was Maynard, the junior. Johnson Maynard doing a nice job here fulfilling the role Coach Johnson wants him to do. He wants him to take away any run in his gap, and he's doing that.
Well, this is 2 weeks in a row we've seen teams not be able to move him down there. Really a good run stopper right there in the middle for this Bulldog team.
Loss of one on that carry. Sets up 3rd and 7. Ball rest at the Piggott County 38. Smith under center. I backfield behind him, 2 wide left, 1 to the right. Toss sweep to the right to a receiver who was in motion. He fights hard to get back to the line of scrimmage. He cannot get there, though. 3 to 4 black jerseys all commence on him at once. Take him down hard to the ground. Mason Sharp looks to be possibly the primary tackler on the play. 4th down for Piggott County, and they're going to drop back into punt formation. Piggott County knowing that this one could get ugly, though. May fake this. They're around midfield at rest at the Piggott County 38-yard line. Gore, the punter, he is a threat to run. He does kick, though. Punts away. Emberton going to field it. He shakes a man. He's up to the Bulldog 40. Shakes another man. 45, midfield, 45-40. Now he will be taken down. A good return, though, for B.J. Advances back into Bobcat territory. Looks like Clay County going to have it at the Piggott County 36 to take over for this offensive possession. Under a minute to play now here in the first quarter. Clay County does lead 13-9. We announced the 1954 team during the pregame show as the second best all-time Salina Bulldog football team. If you missed that pregame show, please go back after this game's called tonight. Listen to it on our archives link there below the line of player. Clay County on offense. Ashcock toss sweep to Hayden Cherry. He comes down right side, 35-30. Pounds it up to around the 26-yard line where he'll be taken down. Coach Johnson and I had a conversation this morning about senior back Hayden Cherry. Talked about how during his freshman campaign he played quite a bit of tailback for us here in Salina. And he kind of said, you know what, we may see some more of that tonight. And there we did on that carry. 2nd and 2, pickup of 8 for Cherry. Ball rest at the Piggott County 27-yard line. Ashlock in the gun. Wide out to either side. Markham comes in motion across the set. Another toss sweep to Cherry into the short side of the field. He's at the 25-yard line. Picks up the first down. Advances down to the Bobcat 17. Where Clay County's going to have it. We did hear the buzzer sound as Cherry was running the football. First quarter's over here at John Tables Field. Clay County leads 13-9. They're 17 yards away from more points. Stay with us for the second quarter.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
We return here for the beginning of the second quarter. After they flip directions, Clay County is going to be driving from right to left during this quarter of action. Ashlock under center, a wing to either side. Burks comes in motion. Toss sweep to him left side. He's at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Gets in there. Touchdown, White Burks. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. 11:50 here on the second quarter clock, and on the first play of the second stanza, Burks extends the Clay County lead.
You know, as a junior that got the touchdown, Daniel, but it was two seniors leading the way out there, Dakota McGee and Jared Markham, both out front blocking, untouched. Burks walks in the end zone.
19-0, Bowles on to attempt the extra point. Burks will hold for him. Snap, set, kicks away. It has the height, has the distance. Good. Give him another 2 of 3 so far on the night is Jonathan Bowles, and hopefully he'll have many more attempts. 11:50 to play in the second. Clay County leads 20-9. Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Strong to kick it off. Ball's away. Going to be fielded by Pickett County at their own 20. Here comes the return man. He's quickly up to the 40. Crosses it, and then he's brought down. Bulldog tackler on the play was, I believe, Burchett. Yes, it was Burchett. The sophomores, Burnett and Burchett, partake in about every special team stop that we have. You chronicled Burnett's involvement earlier, Thomas.
We have, and like we've said all year long, I love the way Burchett lowers that shoulder and sticks his head in there. He really plays with some reckless abandon on special teams and from his defensive back position.
He certainly does. Pickett County going to take over their first offensive possession of this second quarter. They'll be driving left or right from our vantage point. Ball rest at the Bobcat 44, where they've got it 56 yards away from the end zone. Hand off to a back up the middle. Another huge gang tackle by the Bulldogs. We closely watched the pile, trying to discern who the man was. I think it was Maynard again. Big Maynard in there.
You know, it's just the second start for Jonathan Maynard in the middle. And like I said, he's just an immovable force right there in the middle, Daniel. He sheds that, doesn't give any ground, sheds his blocker, and just waits for the tackle, and they're not running over him.
Pick up a 3-4 Pickett County. It's at their own 47-yard line, 2nd and 7. 3 backs in the backfield. Luke Smith, the quarterback, under center, tight end either side. Toss sweep to the right to Gore. He gets back to the line, and then he's brought down by Bryson Burchett. Others were there, but Burchett made first contact, and he wouldn't let him go.
Great play by Bryson Burchett. Came up, got horizontal, got to contain, made the first contact, and then almost looked like a loss on the play, maybe, Daniel. And then, of course, you heard that lick. Dalton Gove coming horizontal, too, and cleaned it up.
Tackle for a loss for the corner. Nice job by Burchett there to get penetration into the Bobcat backfield. 3rd and 8 after a loss of 1 on that play. Ball sets at the Bobcat 46. 10-10 and ticking here in the first half. Clay County leads 20-9. Here's senior night at John Peoplesville. Tight end left for Pickett County, wide out to the right. Bit of confusion. Quarterback talks to Gore, the tailback. Smith now back under center for this third down play, awaiting the snap. Here it is. Little option play to the left. Gore has it, looks to pass. Brought down hard. No, he evades the tackle. And they blow it dead. The man who had him was Hayden Cherry, the senior. Gold and Maynard were there initially, but Gore did evade their protest to stop him, and it was Cherry who blew the whistles dead with his stop.
You know, we saw the senior Markham get run down earlier. I hate to keep going back to that. We don't see that much. We don't see somebody get away from Dalton Gold much either. Parker Gore, like I say, I hate to keep going back to it, but he's a great athlete back there, Daniel.
He is.
And looks good, too, in a football uniform, I tell you.
He's a junior.
He'd be a starter on any team, just like Coach Jake Johnson said, and maybe a star.
Sure, started for the Bobcats since he was a freshman up there in Birdstown. around. After the loss, it's fourth and about 19. The ball sets at the Pickett County 36. Timeout's been taken. We're going to go ahead and stay with you here and do something we usually do later in the broadcast. Thomas, go through your cheerleader list there.
Well, Daniel, we talked about the seniors earlier. We'll mention them again. We got four seniors, Elizabeth Spivey, Antrice Jones, Carly Craig, and Katie Thomason. The juniors are Leanne Smith, Abigail Collins, and Taylor Smith, and two sophomores, Maggie Weir and Austin Weir, and your freshman part of the squad, Anna Ray Collins, Tamara Smith, Zoe Siever, and Haley Kirk, and longtime coaches, Stephen and Lennon Chitwood. We appreciate what those girls and their coaches do. Again, they're wearing their pink bows tonight in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Appreciate those cheerleaders.
Certainly do. Fourth down. Pickett County with a fake punt. Goes in pursuit, though. Gore goes down. His knee touches. Credit Gold with the tackle for loss there as he forced Gore to go to the playing surface. Can't give him a sack on it, I don't think, Thomas, on a special teams punt play, but we'll credit a tackle for loss for the young man. 9:03 remaining here in the second quarter. Clay County going to take over after Gold's penetration into the Bobcat backfield with a short field. 24 yards to go for Clay County. We'll see what head coach Johnson wants to do here if he continues going to seniors. And Ashlock has yet to go to the air tonight. He's under center, double wing set. Markman motion left to right, fake to him. Here we go to the air, balls away. He almost intercepted by the Bobcats. We were targeting the senior Hayden Cherry down the seam. And Ashlock lucky to walk away from that one with only an incomplete pass.
I agree with you, Daniel. Just an all-go route off that play action. I don't think Ashlock got turned and got his feet set. Just kind of laid that one out there. Put it up for grabs, Daniel. You're right. Very fortunate.
Second 10 after the incomplete pass. Clock does stop. 8:44 here in the second. Two wideouts to the left. Tight end in a wing to the right. Markham behind Ashlock in the gun and a penalty flag pre-snap on the field.
I think our new analyst back here in the back says that we broke the huddle with 12 players, Daniel.
Well, I tend to agree with him. I don't understand all the official signals, so we're going to go with what John said.
Well, you know, our producer, Rob Everett, is going to have to step up his game. He's usually our penalty man, kind of picks up those things here and there, but he's been stepping outside on us, maybe looking up some scores or something.
That was a false start on offense.
Run to Markham. Oh. Second and 15 after the five-yard penalty. Markham picks up around 7. Advances up to the Bobcat 21-yard line is where it will sit after Markham's carry. Third and about 7 to go for Clay County. They're playing behind the sticks here after the first down incomplete pass and then that 5-yard penalty that we saw on second down. Third and 7, double wing set, Ashlock in the gun. Burks comes across the set in motion. Toss sweep to Mason Sharp. He has the corner. 20, 15, 10. Good blocking in front of him. 5-yard line. Keeps his feet moving. Taken out of bounds around the Bobcat 4. Sharp getting up slow after he was driven into the turf here at John Teeples Field. Appears to be fine, though, as he trots back to the Bulldog sideline. First and goal for Clay County after Sharp's first down carry. Ball sets at the Bobcat 4. Clay County breaking huddle here. Burks at right wing. Markham at left wing. The senior Dakota McGee in at fullback. Ashlock under center. Ball snapped to him. It's on the ground. Looks like it's going to be a quarterback sneak, and Ashlock couldn't hang on to it. He falls down to it. Ball rolled forward, so actually a carry of 1 for Ashlock on the play. Second goal from the 3 now for Clay County. Same double wing set. Markham at the left one, Burks at the right, Ashlock under center. McGee the fullback. Ball snapped, handoff to McGee. He's trying to get in. He will not do it. Hit in the backfield, actually taken down for loss. Trying to get yet another senior a score here tonight, and not to be so on that one to McGee. His specialty so far this year has been as receiver from that fullback position in the flat. One of his few rushing attempts on the season right there. 7:15 and ticking here. Clay County leads 20-0. Looking to extend that lead even more. After the loss, the ball sets at the four. Third and goal from that spot. Markham in motion. Left right, hand off to him. Can he get in? He does. Touchdown, Jared Markham. He's got 10 on the year, 2 in the game. It's a 7-0-2 mark. He extends the Clay County lead to 26-0 here over the visiting Pickett County Bobcats. Markham now getting very close to that 1,000-yard mark on the season. He came into tonight with 2,277 career rushing yards, fifth on the all-time list behind Craig Ogletree, and he actually surpassed Ogletree on that 71-yard run earlier. Now he sits fourth on the all-time list. No good on the PAT attempt, Thomas is signaling. Markham does set fourth on the all-time rushing list now behind Trey Richardson. Richardson, who played from 2004 to 2007, had 2,499 yards in his career. Markham, now we'll bring that tally to you in a minute. Thomas, do you have a current total on the game for Markham at this point?
3 carries, 83 yards, and a touchdown.
83. Thomas, talk to him for a minute while I add this up.
Well, folks, it's been all Bulldogs so far in this game. We got Zach Strong, Sage Tiernan, Wyatt Burks, and Jared Markham all with consecutive touchdowns on every drive here. And Clay County leads 26-0 about midway of the second quarter. Coach, just what we wanted to see from the Bulldogs. You talked about coming off the bye week and that kind of thing in the final word, and they've answered the call.
They do. They appear to be focused and ready to get this game behind them and secure that playoff spot they've been working towards since the beginning of the year.
Strong's kickoff is away. Pickett County going to return it as rain begins to fall here at Joni Elite Stadium. The Bobcat return man advances up to the Pickett County 46, where it's going to be placed for this offensive drive for them, 6:55 on the clock. 26-0 is the Clay County lead. Markham right now, 2,360 career rushing yards. Does set it fourth all time. He's 139 yards behind third place Trey Richardson. And he says also third all time in career rushing touchdowns. He has 33 after the two tonight. He needs 17 more, though, to catch second-place Gary Davis. I don't think that's going to happen in the next couple ball games. Pickett County with it, first and 10. They look to pass. Pressure forces a quarterback scramble to the left. Positive yardage is netted. Tackle made by Wesley Walker along with Hayden Cherry. Pickup of about 4, possibly 5 for Pickett County. Going to call a pickup of 4, 2nd and 6, ball rest directly on the 50-yard line.
You know, Walker is another one that stepped up in the last few games. We saw him get his first start a couple weeks ago, playing pretty well. He's got a nose for the football like Burchett.
Pickett County's slowing it down a little bit here. They have fallen behind 26-9. I'm sure they're looking to keep that clock ticking, try to get into halftime with no more points put up by Clay County. 2 wideouts to either side for the Bobcats. Smith in the gun. He does look to pass. Has time. Ball's away. Good ball. It is caught. Missed tackle by Burks. Made tackle by Sharp as he pushes the Bobcat receiver out of bounds. Looks to be number 33 for Pickett County. I scan the Pickett roster. Don't see a 33.
It's hard to say. That may be 83, Daniel.
In the event that it's 83, that is senior Austin Connor. We apologize for not doing a good job of bringing the Pickett County players to you. The gold numbers they have on those white jerseys is very difficult for us to see here under the glare of the lights. 1st and 10 after the long pass play for Pickett County. It now rests in Bulldog territory at the 36. Gore this time at quarterback. He's under pressure from Coons. Scrambles, rolls out to the right. Balls away. Has a man. Incomplete. Should have been called for a touchdown. Gore with a great pass play. The Pickett County receiver simply could not hang on to it. May have lost it in the lights because it hit him directly in his chest.
It did, and it could be due to this light rain that started falling too. I got to go back to Parker Gore, Daniel. I mean, he scrambles around, doesn't have any basically any help in front of him. You know, he's dodging Wade Coons, he's dodging Dalton Gold back there. So it was a perfect strike to the end zone, about 40 yards on a roll. What an athlete this kid is.
Second 10 after that incomplete pass, ball does set at the Bulldog 36, as we said. Two wideouts to either side. It's Goller at quarterback now. He's in the shotgun. Gets the snap, looks to throw, steps up on a draw play, going to be taken down at the line of scrimmage. Goad, the primary tackler. Each and every tackle that's been made, the majority of them anyway, multiple Bulldogs have been involved. And we're going to have to call that a sack for Goad. They moved that down marker back a yard. Gore, the quarterback, so Goad extending his sack numbers.
Tell you what, too, Goad got him back there, but that was Walker again coming in, laying the lumber for the junior.
This time, Smith back to quarterback. He's going to be under center. Familiar three-back set that Pinckney County opened the game up with. Wide out either side, 3rd and 11 after that loss. Toss sweep to the right. Gore has it, puts his foot in the ground, cuts back left. Now back to the right. He's dodging men, breaks two tackles. He's near the first down. And honestly, this is strange to say, but I kind of hope he gets it. He worked hard on that one. He deserves a bit of a reward.
Well, we talked about it coming in, Daniel. These Bobcats are scrappy. They don't give up. Hadn't had much success really ever. And they just keep playing hard. And Gore's their leader. And he's a pleasure to watch play football.
4th and 1 after Gore single-handedly fought through the Bulldog defense. The ball does set at the Clay County 27, less than a yard actually, about 2 feet to go. Smith under center. Toss sweep to Gore to the left. He gets north and south. Does not get back to the line initially. However, second effort gets in the yardage he needs, and the ball went to the ground, recovered by the Bobcats, and it's a first down Pinckney County. Ball now at the Bulldog 25. 3:50 and ticking here in the first quarter, the first half of play. We're in the second quarter. Clay County leads 26-9.
Coach, I know you deal with Gore on the hardwood, too. He's just a great all-around athlete.
He is. Last year he was Pinckney County's best defender. He always guarded the other team's best player, regardless who they were playing. So has to be a good athlete to be able to do that.
New look here for Pinckney County, an empty backfield. Smith, the quarterback, 3 wide to the left, 2 wide to the right. There's the snap. Looks to pass under pressure. Coons gets it. Sack for the freshman. Wade Coons been kind of quiet the last few games after he really opened up this 2018 campaign with an impressive first couple of games. He's been impressive throughout. Just hadn't hardly called his name as much. He's living it tonight.
He is, Daniel. Like you say, maybe not the big plays, but, you know, Coons has helped Goad get that sack record. Jack Strong has helped Goad get that sack record. As a freshman, Wade Coons is playing big in his first year as a Bulldog and got the payoff, like you said, right there with that sack.
I show Coons on the season coming into tonight with 21 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, and 3 sacks, so 25 total stops in his campaign so far. That's great for a freshman defensive lineman. And once again, a tackle for loss made by Coons. He's there to bring down Gore that time. Pinckney County continues to lose yardage here. They had it 1st and 10 at the Bulldog 25. Now it's 3rd and 20 at the Bulldog 35.
Well, I think you see this Bulldog front settling in right here, Daniel. You know, Gold's picking up a sack. Coons picking up a sack. They just can't handle that front of Clay County right now.
3rd and 20. 3 wide to the left, 4 Pinckney County. Make it a quad set. 4 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Empty backfield. Gore is the lone quarterback on this play. He gets it. Looks to his left. Back to his right. Rolls to his right. Quarterback sack. Dalton Gold. He simply cannot be stopped, Coach Edwards.
Gore tried the stiff arm, and Gold was having no part of it, guys. He just went through and put him on the ground.
He was. Gore almost looked like Gronk the other night on the NFL game. He gave him that jab, but Gold wasn't letting go and suplexed him backwards and made him pay for that one.
He came into the night with 13 on the season. I believe he has 3 on this ball game, so 16 on the season at this point for Gold. Pinckney County's Gore punts it away on 4th down. B.J. Emerson calls for the fair catch.
And no whistles blow, though. Actually, he did not call for a fair catch. It was a double-handed signal, and he may take this back. No, he's pushed out of bounds by Gore. Thomas, I was flashed back to Gordonsville when you were in high school. Had a fair catch call, a double-handed one, and you got lit up on it. And kind of curious why there weren't penalty flags, and they said you can't use two hands, only one. Is that correct?
Well, what it was, Daniel, that's right. So, you know, I just did one to the right and then brought my left up with the fair catch signal. Got a little mixed up with baseball, I guess, playing the outfield. Emerton did the same thing there. I want to think I got a penalty and Gordonsville got the ball back on that. I don't see any flag on the field on this one.
Well, they are running it back. I think we're going to see. No, you can't advance. Emerton did not catch it cleanly on his initial attempt. So the ruling of not advancing a muff punt is what's going to happen here.
Well, maybe that negated it. Still no flag there, but let me tell you, attorney field there is.
Yeah, for sure. The ball rests at the Bobcat 20. After things have been sorted out here, Emerton does not get return yardage. Clay County takes over. Minute 5 to play here in the second quarter. They do have a healthy 26-9 lead. Clay County does not have enough players on the field. They call Bryson Burchett off the sideline. Two wideouts to the right. Tight end wing to the left. And I see Markham in the backfield. Hand off to Markham. He's at the 15, dancing. 20, gets past the line of scrimmage. Taken out of bounds around the 32. We'll have to see where the official spot's at. Coach Johnson looking to feed his senior running back here to close out the first half of play. Pick up a 9 for Markham. Ball sets at the Bulldog 29-yard line. Drive originated on the Bulldog 20. Two wide right, tight end wing to the left. Markham sets at the left hip of Ashok. Now the right hip, he shifts over. Ashok hooks to pass, balls away. Targeting downfield, incomplete. Trying to hit Kiernan. Incomplete pass stops the clock with 53.4 seconds and sets up 3rd-and-1 for Clay County. Got to think Coach Johnson will go back to the ground here, pick up the first down.
I think you're right, Daniel. I mean, you're just trying to get Ashlock maybe a little confidence in this game. His first ball, he's only thrown it twice. First ball was a little off. A little better ball there from Ashlock. Good coverage by the Bobcat on that one. I think that was Bryson Burchett on the pass route out there. Kind of had to step for a minute, but the defender closed the gap, and here comes Markham.
Hand off to Markham. He breaks the tackle, works up to the Bobcat, actually the Bulldog 40-yard line, where he has the first down. The clock stops to reset the chains. Ball is spotted on the Bulldog 40, 60 yards away from the end zone. R. Clay County, 45 seconds and ticking here in the first half of play. Ashok in the gun, two wide to the right, tight end in the wing left. Markham and Ashok's right hip. Ashok hooks to pass, balls away. Intended bubble screen for Emberton's incomplete. Clock stops. 34.2 seconds.
That last carry for Markham gave him 5 carries on the night, 103 yards so far tonight.
Second and 10 after the incomplete pass, 34.2 seconds remain in the first half. Ashok under center, Markham in motion left to right. Fake to him, Ashok hooks to pass, balls away. Targeting McGee, as we talked about earlier. He likes the little 5-yard outside of the backfield. This one's incomplete, though. Third and 10 for Clay County, 27.9 seconds. I'd like to see a handoff here to Markham and perhaps just get on into halftime. Ashok's going to be under center. Double wing set. Emerton split wide to the left. Markham in motion left to right. Fake to Markham. Ashok back to pass. Rolls to his right. Balls away. Going to be incomplete. Hayden Cherry made a nice job, a nice attempt to come back to the football. And it's 4th-and-10 here with 19.9 seconds remaining. And Coach Johnson's got a decision. Punt it away or go.
like you say, you'd like to see a run play on that last one. If nothing else, run out the clock there, Daniel. Bulldogs in control here, up 26-0, headed into halftime. I think he's just going to run out the clock, maybe hope Markham can break one here.
Ashlock in the gun. Clay County going for it. Ball sits in the Bulldog 41 or 40. Ashlock gets a snap. Fake to Markham. He looked to pass. Ball's away. Incomplete. Pickett County going to take back over. 15.2 seconds remain. They'll have a pretty short 40-yard field. Opportunity for Gore and company to take a few shots at the end zone, and why not? They do trail 26-0 here to the home team, Clay County. Timeout taken by Pickett County. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout here with 15.2 seconds remaining in the second quarter.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
We return here to action. Flea flicker play by the Bobcats. They get about 8-9 on it, maybe a first down before the carrier's taken out of bounds. It was a quick screen to the left. The receiver tossed it back to a running back coming on a sweep motion out of the backfield. And they do get a first down as it's advanced up to the Bulldog 29, a pickup of 11, 3.4 seconds on the clock. Running back was tackled out of bounds, so Pickett County going to have one last play here in the second quarter. Two wideouts to the right, two wide to the left. Shotgun quarterback, I think it's Smith. He has it, drops back to pass, ball's away. Intercepted by Emberton, and he attempts to return it. Taken down quickly. Not much of a return for Emberton, and the first half is over as the senior picks up another interception on the year. Clay County leads 26-0. Stay with us after this commercial break. We'll come back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place. Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat, so come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
We're back here at John Peebles Field on Senior Night, and Clay County leads Pickett County 26-0, working on another shutout here. Clay County got off to a good start, scored on their first four drives of the ball game. Zach Strong got into action, got his first touchdown from 4 yards out with 6:25 going in the contest, and Bowles made the PAT to make it 7-0. Just a few minutes later, Sage Tiernan took a jet sweep 1 yard, got north and south into the end zone. PAT no good, 13-0 with 3:17 to go in the first quarter. Next drive, Wyatt Burks took it in from 17 yards out after back-to-back carries by senior Hayden Cherry. PAT good by Bowles, 20-0. I think that was the first play of the second quarter. And then Clay County tacked on their final touchdown. Jared Markham, 4 yards out, 7:02 to play in the half for your halftime score of 26-0 in favor of the Bulldogs. And Clay County has 165 yards and 4 touchdowns on 15 carries, so not a whole lot of yardage. Nothing through the air. Jake Ashlock's 0-for-6 on the night, but it's all about the big play for Clay County as they scored early and often. Individually, Jared Markham officially has 1,000 yards for the season, 1,009 make it. He's gone, did that, needed 94 coming into this contest to break the 1,000-yard mark. Got 103 on 5 carries and a touchdown at the half. Dakota McGee has 1 carry for -1. Wyatt Burks has 1 carry, which is a touchdown for 17. Mason Sharp, a 17-yard carry. Hayden Cherry, 2 carries for 18 yards. Sage Tiernan, 2 carries and 1 touchdown, 4 yards total. Zach Strong, 2 carries, the touchdown for 5 yards. And Jake Ashlock, a scramble for a yard. Defensively, Clay County is being led by Wesley Walker with 4 tackles. Bryson Burchett with 4. Mason Sharp has 3. Hayden Cherry has 3. Dalton Goad has 2. But he's got 3 sacks already tonight. He's obliterating not only the single-season sack record, but also the career mark. Wade Coons has 2 tackles and a sack, and B.J. Emerson has an interception. Big night for Clay County so far, Coach. What you got for the Bobcats?
Well, I think you summed it up pretty much. The Bobcat offense non-existent thanks to the Bulldog defense, but they have ran it 22 rushes for 38 yards, led by Parker Gore, 13 of those for 42. Luke Smith through the air, 1 for 4 for 15 yards. Pickett County has ran 26 plays, 9 of those for loss. So, you know, there's not much offense out there for them, and I'm no football coach or football expert, but, you know, every third play is for loss. You're not going to win many football games doing that.
Agree with you, Coach. Looks kind of a whole lot like Shell Creek 2 weeks ago as far as offense from our opponent. Again, Clay County shutting out Pickett County here at John Teeples Field in Solana at halftime, 26-0. Folks, stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Solana on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong.
as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of pro hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
We return here to wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show with a full rundown of the Budget Pest Control scoreboard update.
Several scores around the second quarter or halftime. Second quarter, Upperman 14, Macon County 7. That's a little closer than maybe we thought it'd be.
Yeah, for sure.
Joe Burns 14, Red Bull and Springs 0. Livingston Academy in York tied up 7-all at halftime.
Big rivalry there.
Smith County 21, Watertown 0 in the second quarter. I don't know, Daniel.
Pretty strong.
I mean, Smith's 3-5, Watertown's 8-0, and been dominating.
Very strange.
I don't
Maybe
know.
Somebody used the score wrong. Maybe it's reversed.
It's very possible. Stone 13, Cumberland County 10 in the second quarter. And the game we said we was going to keep an eye on, second quarter, Republic still 7. Monterey 2.
Wow. Republic going to move on to an upper class, possibly AAA next year. Their enrollment this school year was over 600, so they did increase by more than 20%. We're in the middle. This is the second year of a classification cycle at the TWSAA. The only time that they move anybody at that midpoint is if they have decreased or increased by more than 20% of their initial enrollment, and Republic has done that. But I'm rooting for the Trailblazers tonight to beat the Wildcats on the mountain. Hope they can hold on to that 7-0 lead. And, folks, we're under action here in the second half of play. Piggott County kicks it off. Onside kick attempt. Whiteburgs, though, very efficiently grabs it, takes an E. Clay County going to take over to open up this third quarter from their own 45-yard line. 55 yards away from points will be the Bulldogs. First and 10, Clay County. They break cuddle and approach the line. Starter still in. Clay County has a healthy four possession, 26-0 lead. Emerton split wide to the left, double wing set. Burks at right wing, Markham at left. I'm unsure who the fullback is. It's usually Mason Sharp. Looks like McGee at this point. Hand off to Burks. He's across the 50 up to the Bobcat 45, where he'll be taken down right at the first down marker. I have to check the initial. Not the initial, but the official spot. Yeah, first down. Pickup of 11 for White on that first down carry. 46 yards away, 44 yards away from points now. First and 10, Clay County. Two wide to the left. It's Burchett and Emerton. Burks and Cherry to the right. Emerton across the formation. A little shuttle pass to him. First completed pass for Ashlock on the night. Emerton running with it. He's at the 30, brought down to the 25. And the ball is loose. I believe it was out on the contact with the ground. But what I think doesn't matter. We'll have to see what the officials say. The ball spotted at the Bobcat 21. And it looks like a change of possession.
It was a fumble, Daniel, I'm pretty sure. I was standing outside the door right there and had a pretty good view of it. It came loose on the initial contact, it looked like there, and bounced around a few seconds before Bobcat found it.
Well, I hate to critique him over the too much, but Emerton, poor ball control, carrying it out away from his body with one hand, and that's probably what happened, resulting in that fumble. And Piggott County coming out with a vengeance here in the third quarter. Big first down run by back up the middle. That's not Gore. I hear PA announcer Michael Miller, 83, that's Austin Connor. Caught a big pass earlier, picks up a first down on the first offensive play for the Bobcats here in the second half. Ball sets at the Piggott County 43, first and 10. Smith under center, another handoff to Austin Connor up the middle. This time he only gets about two, where he's drugged down right at the Piggott County 45. Setting up second and 8. Thomas, I'm not sure about the tackler. Did you see it?
That's big Wade Coons in the middle for his third stop on the night.
10:40 and ticking. Clay County leads 26-9. Piggott County with possession of the football. Wide out either side. A wing sets to the right. Eye backfield behind Smith, who's under center. Hand off to Gore. He comes on right side. He's at the 45, crosses it. Up to around the 48-yard line. Bryson Birch at the sophomore on the tackle. His second or third, I think, of the night.
Just textbook. I love watching Bryson Burchett play that corner position. He just comes up to the line of scrimmage, breaks down, and makes a nice, sure-handed stop right there.
Ball at the Piggott County 49, 1 yard away from midfield, 3rd and 3. Wide out either side for Piggott. Wing to the left. Eye backfield behind Smith, who's under center. Ball snap. Hand off to fullback, Austin Connor up the gut. Gets up to the 50-yard line, maybe across it. Ball spotted right on the 50, short of the first down. Fourth and long one for the Birchtown natives.
We talked about Walker having a nose for the ball. He showed it right there, you know, Daniel. Just kind of weaved his way in there and made a big stop to bring up a big fourth down here for the Bobcats.
Walker, several tackles on the night, 6 or more, I think. Wide out either side, Smith under center, eye backfield. Gore the tailback. Fake to York. Fake to Connor. Option pitch to Gore. He gets back to the line, crosses it. Very close to the first down. Tackle by White Burks. The aggressive junior coming up from his safety position. Very close to the first down. The officials eye the mark, and they say no good on the conversion. Clay County football, after quickly studying it, I thought that Gore had enough for it. Fortunately, if you're a Clay County fan, he did not. And the Bulldogs take back over here. 9:03 in the third, 26-9, the Clay County lead. Emerton split wide to the left, double wing set. Markham at left wing, Burks at right, McGee the fullback. Ashok under center, Markham in motion left right, toss sweep to him. He has blockers out front. He's at the 50, crosses it, brought down. Shortest gain of the night potentially for Markham. Still waiting to spot the ball. It sets at the Bobcat 47. Play originated at the Bulldog 49, pick up a 4 from Markham, 2nd and 6. 8.5 minutes and ticking, third quarter action. Double wing set, Ashok under center, Burks in motion right to left, hand off to him. He comes off left tackle, positive yardage, brought down short of the first. Advances the ball up to the Piggott County 43, where it's going to be spotted. For 3rd and 2. Clay County going back to their roots here offensively. Began the season with a double wing set. After the coaching change in week 3, Coach Johnson stayed with it for several weeks. He's opened up the offense the last couple weeks, and we see one of his wrinkles here. Wide out to either side. Wing to either side. Burks in motion. Toss sweep to Hayden Cherry, who was the tailback. He's at the 45, and he's brought down. Nice tackle by Austin Connor on the play. No gain for Hayden Cherry. 4th and 2 from the Bobcat 43. Certainly Clay County going to go for it here. 4-down territory. They do have a healthy 26-0 lead. Clay County grabbing right to left here in this third quarter of action.
I like what Coach Johnson's doing here, keeping it simple, like you say, going back to what this team knows and what they've run for the last year and a half or so, keeping it on the ground. I expect to see more of it right here. Maybe a toss to Jared Markham, get him on the edge, get him outside, and let him do what he does.
Double wing set, Markham in motion, left to right. Toss sweep to Markham. You called it, Thomas. He's across the 40, 35. He's going to score. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Jared Markham here on senior night. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Markham now with three rushing touchdowns in this contest. What a night the young man's having.
He is, Daniel. It gives him 150 yards on seven carries tonight. Huge senior night for the best senior on this team. There's no doubt about it. He's not only the best athlete, he's the best football player. Give the man the ball, and you know what he does with it.
Bowls on for the extra point. It's a high kick, going to fall short of the upright. No good. Clay County leads 32-9, 6:52 to play in the third. This is Bulldog Football, live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
We return here to action. I want to apologize for a mistake I made. I said Markham had three scores on the night on the ground. Thomas informed me during the break, much to his pleasure, that Markham only had two. Not that he was pleased that Markham only had two scores rather than three, just pleased he could tell me I was wrong. Pickett County going to safely take over here midway through the third quarter. A little squib kick attempt by Clay County. I doubt it was called intentionally, probably just a bit of a whiff on the kick. Bobcats take over at their own 48.
We talked about it in the beginning, Daniel. We wanted to see these seniors have some fun. They're doing it tonight. Four of them have scored, or four touchdowns by seniors tonight, add in the junior Wyatt Burks. Good outing for their home finale here at John Tables Field.
Another tackle for freshman Wade Coons, really showing up tonight in that interior line. And honestly, you know, we've not played a lot of teams lately who have tested that defensive tackle area. We talked about how Coons has been a bit quieter, not due to his ability, just other teams have attacked other points of the field. Pickett County run inside a lot tonight.
They have. You saw Joe Burns attack the outside with their fine tailback they had, running away from that interior line we've got, who played pretty well all year long.
Second and 10, no gain on that first one. They get positive yardage this time, though. Ball carrier crosses midfield into Bulldog territory. Pickup of around six as it's advanced up to the Clay County 45. Zach Strong on the tackle. Third and four for Pickett County. 5:50 and ticking here. Clay County leads 32-9. This is the 18th meeting between the two teams. Actually, maybe the 19th. I think I called off earlier. We were 17-1 against them. That one loss to them in the Birdstown back in 1951. Third and four, Pickett County. Quarterback under center, right backfield behind him. Toss sweep to the right to Gore. He's across the 45. Tackled by Austin Goad. Not Austin. I did that all year last year. Dalton Goad. Austin, his older brother. Gore on the carry. Gets close to the first down. Going to be a bit short, though, setting up fourth and a about one for Pickett County. Ball rest at the Bulldog, 41.
Been a good matchup to watch right there. Dalton Goad breaking free in the open field. mano a mano, him and Parker Gore there in the backfield. And Goad's got the speed of a tailback to run horizontally and make the play and bring up this big fourth down. It's just a pleasure to watch those two go at it.
Fourth and one for Pickett County. Powerhouse backfield, three of them back there. Smith under center, wide out to the left, tight end right. Hand off to the fullback, gets the first down as he bulldozes up to the Bulldog 40. And Pickett County going to move the chains. I haven't done a good job of keeping up with drive summaries here. Pickett County only picking up what may be their third or fourth first down of this contest.
Got a head of steam on that one. You know, Coons met him right in the hole. Good lick by Coons. Tried to bow up, just got the best of him, fell forward for the first down, Daniel.
Under 5 minutes to play here in the third. Clay County with the 32-0 lead. Pickett County driving left to right. First and 10. At the Bulldog 40. Smith's going to be under center. Three backs behind him. Wide out to the right, tight end left. Ball snapped. Hand off to Gore. He looks to pass. Pass is complete. It's at the 30, 25, up to the 20, where B.J. Emerton shoves the Bobcat receiver out of bounds. 14, Mark Smith, the junior wideout, on the reception for Pickett County.
Nice little play there from the Bobcats, just kind of like a flood route to this near sideline, except for it was a pitch-out pass is what we'd call it, and Gore just checked it down to the flat route, picked up a nice gain there for the Bobcats as they moved pretty deep into Bulldog territory here, Daniel.
Ball does rest at the Bulldog 22, first and 10 for Pickett County. Same set they've been running. Smith's under center, handed off to Parker Gore, and he fumbles it, and it's recovered by Clay County. I'm watching that Bulldog defender. I believe it was Austin Ritter, number 10. No, hang on. That's freshman Wade Coons down there coming up with that recovered fumble. Ritter, the senior inside linebacker, was there in on the action. But I saw big Wade Coons come up and politely hand that ball back to the official.
Like you said, Daniel, Coons had a good ball game. Five tackles, a sack, a tackle for loss, and now that fumble recovery.
Ball sets at the Bulldog 25. Well, they'll take over 75 yards away from the end zone. Ashok in the gun. Hand off to Markham. He's back to the line of scrimmage. Across it now. Powers his way up to around the Clay County 35, where he's close to first down yardage. A run of 8 or 9 on the play. We'll have to check the spot. Still can't see the ball. There it is. We're going to call it the Bulldog 37. Pick up of 8. No. Pick up a 7. Pick up a 7 for Markham. The 33, yes. Ball carrier that time was Burks. He's taken down for loss. Possession of the ball moves back to the Bulldog 30 after the loss of yardage, setting up 3rd and around 5. Markman picked up 7 on his initial carry. Burks loses 2. Rain begins to fall again here at John Peoples Field. All the fans here at Joni Leach Stadium bring out the umbrellas. Pretty good contingency on hand here for senior night. 3rd and 5, Ashok under center, double wing set. Snaps there. It's a pass targeting McGee. He catches it out of the backfield. Not much yardage, though, as he's brought down at the Bulldog 31. Pickup of 1 on the play, setting up 4th and 4. And Clay County, for the first time tonight, will be bringing out the punt team. Jonathan Bowles, the sophomore owned senior Joseph Joan, has done an excellent job all year performing special teams punting duties for Clay County. However, he was unable to be in action tonight. And Bowles, the sophomore, on to take care of this punting responsibility. He'll be kicking it from around the Bulldog 20 where he stands. Ball is away. Nice punt by the left-footed punter. Hits at the Bobcat 40. Takes a Bulldog roll, and it'll be down at the Pickett County 31 where they'll take over. 2:04 to play here. Clay County leads 32-0 in the third quarter.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Piggy County with it, first and 10. Hand off to Austin Connor up the gut. Tackle made by Maynard for Clay County. He has around five on the night in what's only his second start of varsity action in his junior year of football. Pick up a three on the play, setting up second and seven. Ball rested in Piggy County 41. Smith under center, wide out in the wing to the left, one wide out to the right, two backs in the backfield. Hand off again to Austin Connor. He's run hard tonight, has the senior fullback. Picks up more positive yardage up to around the 43-yard line on his team's end of the field. Third and a short three. Not sure who the tackler was, Thomas.
That's Coons again, Daniel. He's having a great night here against this front of Piggott County. Just getting the penetration and then falling back when he needs to create those short gains by the Bobcats.
Steady rain continues to fall here in Salina. Third and a short two. Smith gets the snap. Hands off to his tailback, Gore, who churns his feet. Those powerful legs carry him to a first down. Advancing up to the Bobcat 48. And as you mentioned, Thomas, the junior Parker Gore, just a great football player. He's had a good night here tonight. When Coach Edwards gave the halftime totals, his individual total was actually higher than the team's rushing total because he had not lost a lot of yardage himself. Some of his teammates had. First and 10, Piggott County threatening to cross midfield. Smith looks to pass here in the rain. Ball's away. It's going to be caught by the Bobcats. They flip the field all the way down to the Bulldog 18. Tackle made by B.J. Emerton, the senior safety. Actually, it's at the Bulldog 20. Piggott County on the fringe of the red zone.
Good ball there by the Bobcat quarterback, and even better catch under these conditions. As we hear the buzzer here, Daniel, Clay County leads 32-0 at the end of the third quarter. Stay with us, folks, for the fourth here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Back to action here, first play of the fourth quarter. Luke Smith, Piggott County Bobcat quarterback, steps up. They're going to try reverse. It was handed off to a fullback. Now back to Gore. He's got room. He's at the 20, 15, still on his feet. Advances up to the Bulldog 10, crosses it, nears the 5, and he's going to be taken down. They may spot him short of the 5. It may be back around the 7 or 8 yard line, but Parker Gore continues to impress with his good efforts here tonight. That offensive line for Piggott County doing the best they can against the bigger Clay County defensive front. Gore certainly doing a lot of individual effort to get these yards as well.
Amazing run there by Gore. I mean, we had him 10 yards in the backfield. He squirts free, makes two or three misses. Completely stops and changes direction and picks it up. And Piggott County's threatening, Daniel.
First and goal for the Bobcats. It's at the Bulldog 7. Hand off to Connor up the middle. He gets 2, advancing up to the Bulldog 5, where it's second and goal. Teague County trying to get on the scoreboard here in the fourth quarter of play. No running clock mercy row here at John Tuples Field right now. Teague County leads by 32.
You know, we talked about the shutouts the 1954 team had. This will be back-to-back shutouts for the Dogs here. That probably hadn't happened in quite some time.
Hand off again to Austin Connor of the gut. Picks up one. Third and goal now from the Bulldog four. Coons comes off the field. Michael Herrera, the junior, goes in for his first defensive action of the night. Herrera started the game at left guard. I never brought you the Subway offensive starters. The action was so fast and furious there, I just failed to do so. We did get the defensive ones in earlier, though. 10-15 and ticking here. Third and goal for the Bobcats from the Bulldog four. Smith under center. Three backs in the backfield behind him. Handed off to Parker Gore. He turns his feet, gets close to the end zone. They're going to mark him down at the one. Fourth and goal from the one. Under 10 minutes to play in the contest. I'd hand it off to Gore again if I were the Pickett County coaching staff.
I would, too. And I tell you what, Daniel, this is a time, I know it's a, this ball game's out of hand, but this is a time to show a little heart right here for Clay County. Bow up and keep the Bobcats out of the end zone and secure this shutout.
Tight end left, one wide out to the right, three backs in the backfield. York at the tailback. Smith under center, ball step, hand off to Gore. Gore gets in. I keep wanting to call Gore York for some reason. I'm not sure why, but Parker Gore, the junior, gets points on the board for the visiting Pickett County Bobcats. Your score now, 32-6. PAT, actually a two-point conversion, it looks like, going to be coming here for Pickett County. Same offensive set, wide out to the right, tight end left. Three running backs. Smith awaits the snap under center. Another handoff to Parker Gore. This time he's going to be stopped in the backfield. There's a fumble on the play. Cannot be advanced on a two-point attempt. And the whistles blow. It was freshman Wade Coons back there getting this tackle. We'll go ahead and credit him with one there on the two-point conversion attempt. 9:31 left here in this one. Clay County leads 32-6. Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Sage Tiernan with the kick return attempt here. Fourth quarter action. He picks up around 12 yards on one of his first ever kickoff returns. That was only the second kickoff of the night for Pickett County. They kicked it off to us to begin third quarter action, and they just had their first points before that commercial break. Clay County does lead 32-6. 9:16 left in the fourth quarter. As I look out onto the field, I see all Clay County starters on the offensive side of the ball still at this point. As we've mentioned several times, it's been a good senior night here at Clay County High School. A lot of those 12th graders getting involved in the action. Ashlock under center. Toss sweep to Jared Markham, one of those seniors. He's going to be hitting the backfield. Fights hard to get away from the tackler. Does. Ends up picking, maybe picking up one. Have to check the spot. Action began at the Bulldog 22. Loss of one for Markham. First loss of the night. Second 11 now. Clay County breaks huddle. Ashlock under center. Double wing set. Burks at right wing. Markham at left wing. Burks in motion, handoff to him. He cuts inside of left tackle, quickly brought down by the Pickett County interior. First and second down bring no yardage for Clay County to speak of. Ball does rest at the Bulldog 21. Burks picks up one on the carry. Third and 10 now. Wide out to either side for Clay County. Looks to be Emberton and Tiernan. Burks and Markham at wings. Markham in motion, left to right. Toss sweep to Hayden Cherry on third and 10. He's hitting the backfield. Tackle for loss. Loss of two for the senior. He's played tight end all season. He's played tight end tonight as well, but Coach Johnson has shifted him back into the backfield in the running back position. He is a good ball carrier. However, that time blocking up front deteriorated and Hayden lost yardage. Clay County got a punt for the second time tonight. Nothing happening on those three carries, Thomas.
No, they weren't. And that's what we talked about again coming in. This Bobcat team doesn't quit. They're scrappy. They play hard. I've always been impressed with the effort they bring.
Jonathan Moles, the sophomore, on to punt. His second ever attempt. Going to be fielded by Parker Gore at the Bulldog 45. He's got a full head of steam. Advances up 11 yards to the Clay County 34, where Pickett County is going to take over with their best field position of the night. Starting defense still on for Clay County. Big matchup next week at Gordonsville High School. We'll be bringing you the action live at 7 o'clock for the kickoff. We actually go on an hour earlier, though, Carquest pregame show at 6 o'clock. If you can't make the trip, please tune in and follow the Bulldogs there. We're going to get to 5-4 on the season. Try to go down there and knock off the currently number one ranked Region 4A Gordonsville Tigers. They're 5-0 in region play.
You know, that one really, you know, the dogs are in with this win here over the Bobcats as long as they hold on to this big lead here. That one really doesn't mean a whole lot, but boy, it really does mean a whole lot just for pride, Daniel. It'll be a huge win for this program. Give them some momentum going into that playoff game as we get an interception here by B.J. Emerton. His second of the night.
Second of the night. A fine night for the senior. We saw him have a multiple interception game against Republic High School earlier in the season. He replicates the feat here tonight as he gives his team back the football. Two interceptions for the senior safety on what will be probably his last home football game at John Teeples Field. We would have to have a deep playoff run to come back to this venue. Clay County with it. Ball rests in what we're going to call the Bulldog 15. Quick screen out to Emberton, incomplete. Ashlock threw it a little out in front of him. The senior couldn't hang on. Second 10 after that incomplete pass. Going to be the first consecutive year trip to the playoffs for Clay County since 1997 and 1998. Been a long overdue occurrence. We've advanced to playoffs in 2003, 2008, 2014, and then again last year in 2017, but haven't done it consecutively in seasons since 97-98. Ashok the pass on second down. Ball's away. It's going to be caught this time by Emberton, and he could go the distance. He's at the 40, 50. Now the Bobcat, 40, 30, 20. He can walk in if he wants to, and he does. Give him six. B.J. Emberton just gave Clay Kenny the ball back with an interception. Coach Johnson let him have an opportunity to score the touchdown, and B.J. does so.
Just a simple little out route or maybe a hitch. Just dropped it down, Emerton did. Ashlock put it on him quick, made one person miss, and B.J. just pulled away down the sideline. We saw his speed a little bit earlier on a couple of those punt returns, or kickoff return, I can't remember, some kind of return. But he really showcased it there to pull away and just trot into the end zone.
Thomas, was that from the Bulldog 15?
It was.
85-yarder, lengthiest touchdown through the air in history against Pickett County. 6:01 left in this one. Clay County with a healthy 39-6 lead. I guess, Coach Edwards, that meant Bowles hit that PAT attempt. Is that correct?
It did go through.
Nice job by the sophomore. We're going to go to break.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County about to kick off, but we're going to jump to Coach Edwards for a scoreboard update.
Well, a quick correction on the Smith County Watertown score. Watertown 49, Smith County 7. That one's at halftime, I believe. York and Livingston still tied up at 7 in the third. Stone 27, Cumberland County 10 at half. Republic 13, Monterey 10 in the third quarter.
Clay County going to get another possession here on this kickoff. It could not be handled cleanly by Austin Connor and his Bobcat teammates. I'm not sure who recovered. Could have been Emerton. I see him coming off the bottom of the pile. Why not? He had the interception a few moments ago, had the 85-yard touchdown. Very well could have been him on that kickoff recovery. Either way, Clay County has it with a short field, and I see offensive starters still in the ball game. Clay County does not have a huge amount of depth, so not a lot of substitutes send in. The ball rests at the 25-yard line at the Bobcat end of the field. Ashok under center, handoff to Markham. He's at the 25, fighting hard, 20, crosses the 20, going to be run out of bounds, and he grabs his left calf. Certainly hope he's not hurt.
Coach, give us that score. You were in the middle of it.
That might have been Colby Bowles with that recovery right there, because he was being congratulated by his teammates as he was coming off the field.
What was that Republic score there?
Republic 13, Monterey 10 in the third quarter.
Trailblazers coming on in that one, Daniel.
Yep.
Who sponsors the update?
That's brought to you, Budget Pest Control. I can't find my list of slogans. There they are. Budget Pest Control. We kill more bugs than windshields.
Markham advances up to the Bobcat 17 on the carry. Pick up a bait for him to set up second two. Markham is on the sideline right now. Got up a little gimpy on that play. Burks with the handoff. He's taken down for loss in the backfield. Tackled by Austin Connor, the senior. We've talked a lot about Parker Gore. Let me tell you, folks, Austin Connor's played a whale of a ball game here tonight for his Pickett County Bobcat team. Timeout taken on the field. 5:12 to play in this one. Clay County leads 39-6. We'll come back, give you an update on how Markham's doing, and call the rest of this game.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
We return here to action. Third and 7 after that second down loss for Burks. First down yardage picked up by a Bulldog carrier. Honestly, I'm not sure who it was. John, you saw the play. What was it? Ashlock to Tierney. Timeout taken by Pickett County. Apologize for the miscalled play there. We're going to stay with you here for a minute. It is first down, Clay County, coming out of that commercial break. The pass play advanced it up to the Bobcat 11-yard line. Tiernan was one of his first receptions on the year, his third officially, I think, as a Bulldog player. 13-10 was the score in that Republic Monterey game. As we mentioned earlier, that's a big event for Clay County. The only way Clay County can finish third in Region 4A is for Republic to upset the Wildcats tonight. up on the mountain in Monterey. Actually, that one's not on the mountain. It's done in Nashville. First and 10, Clay County. Ball at the Bulldog 11. Ashlock in the gun. Toss sweep this time around left side. Ball carrier's Dakota McGee. I'm pretty sure, number 20. Yes, Dakota McGee, the senior. Yet another senior tonight gets in the end zone at John Teeples Field in Clay County now. Up 45-6 with 4:52 remaining here in the contest. Extra point team on the field. Bowles hit his last. He's had several opportunities tonight. He's been successful on several of them. Burks to hold. Snap. Set. Kicks away. No good this time. 4:52 left in the fourth quarter. Clay Kenny leads 45-6.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers, one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We'll return here to action. Pickett County taking over after a short Clay County kick. They'll have it at their own 49-yard line, 51 yards away from the end zone. 4:25 and ticking here at John Teeples Field. Clay County going to pull off a big win tonight here in their last home game to get to 5-4 on the season. And as we were talking about, setting up a big showdown with Gordonsville next week. Gordonsville, one of the most storied rivalries that we've had, unfortunately, in the last 20 years or so. We've lost the majority of them to the Tigers. Maybe the tide will turn. Pickett County with it now. Toss sweep to the right to Parker Gore. He's under a lot of pressure, reverses field. Trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, he does. Crosses into Bulldog territory where he'll be met and tackled by Hayden Cherry along with others. First down yardage for Gore. He ran about 25 to 30 yards total to pick up the 10-yard carry that he's going to be credited with. Actually, an 11-yard carry. Quite an impressive tackle.
He's pretty amazing. I mean, he knows he can't handle that front. So, Daniel, it's like he just kind of takes his time in the backfield, baits guys in to come after him, makes a miss, and then did it twice on that run right there. Zigged and zagged, and like you say, picked up the first down. A pleasure to watch is Parker Gore.
Pickett County has it at the Bulldog 40, first and 10. 2 many players on the field for Pickett. One runs off. Wide out either side, tight end left. Eye backfield behind Smith. Handoff was to Austin Connor, the senior fullback. He was tackled by Maynard, along with Coons. Another timeout taken by Pickett County. Coach, you have another score there. Could you flash them in to go update everybody, please?
Still third quarter, Republic 20, Monterey 10.
We'll talk a lot about that in the Dairy Queen postgame show. It's going to come up as soon as this one ends, but things looking good for Clay County to finish third in this region. I guess last year we finished third as well because Whitwell finished second. We went down there for the playoff. It looks like this year in Region 3, South Pitt going to be the number 2 seed. So if we finish third, we'll travel to South Pittsburgh to face the Pirates. If we finish fourth, we'll travel to Whitwell to face the Tigers, who honestly, I don't know anybody else better in single-A ball right now than Whitwell.
They are, and, you know, they beat South Pitt. That was the first time since back in the 90s, I think, and that's a big in-county rivalry right there. And, you know, they beat them pretty good, Daniel, by about 3 scores, I think. So Whitwell, They've got the entire team back they had last year that did pretty well, got deep into the playoffs until they met the Pirates and put them out. One of the best Class A teams I think you'll see in quite some time is the Whitwell Tigers this year.
Freshman Wade Coons picking up another stop here. He's nearing double digits on the night. The ball sits at the Bulldog 38, 225 and ticking. It's 3rd and 8 for Pickett County. 3 backs in the backfield, Smith under center. Ball snapped. It's on the ground. Picked up by Smith. Handed off to a back. He's immediately dropped. Bulldog tackler on the play. I think Zach Strong was the one there at the heels around the ankles of the ball carrier. I listened. You mentioned Whitwell and their prowess this year. The night after we played Sail Creek, they went to the Creek Bank down in Hartsville, met up with the AA Trousdale County Yellow Jackets. I listened to that when it was an overtime win for Whitwell, and that was just two classic Titan football teams neutralizing each other, just a defensive masterpiece, so to speak. They just went back and forth all night long.
They did, and that shows you how powerful the Tigers are this year to be able to beat the Jackets. I know their record doesn't show it, but Trousdale's going to make a deep run this year, too.
Certainly will. 4th and 9 for Pickett County. They go for it here deep in Bulldog territory. Quarterback's going to be sacked by Hayden Cherry. Clay County going to take back over. 1:15 and ticking here at John Peoples Field. Victory formation being called for from Coach Johnson. Clay County going to have the privilege of taking a few knees and running this clock out is right now. There's 1 minute and we go under that. Big win here tonight for Clay County. It means a whole lot to the seniors, means a whole lot to this program. They guarantee a non-losing regular season, going to 5-4 here. Something that we used to take for granted around these parts, but honestly, since the year 2000, we've not had a ton of years that we finished 5-5 or better. I could actually probably name them off real quick as it goes down. 2003, we finished 7-4. 2007, we were 5-5. 2008, finished 7-4. Then you had to go all the way to last year before you saw another season that had a 5-5. We were 6-4, were we not, regular season?
We were.
Ended up 6-5 overall. So Clay County, 5 wins here. Pretty good season so far for the Bulldogs as the buzzer does sound here at Clay County High School. The black and gold are winners tonight, 45-6 over the visiting Pickett County Bobcats. Stay with us. We're going to come back and do a full rundown of the night's activities on the Dairy Queen Post Game Show.
Coming up, the DQ Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day, starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, and much more on the DQ Post Game Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
K
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to the Dairy Queen postgame show, folks. Clay County was victorious tonight, 45-6 over Pickett County. Clay County does go to 5-4 on the year, and if I'm not mistaken, 3-2 in region play. 4-2 in region play. Just a great night tonight in a lot of ways. I know the stats are going to show it. The drive summaries, Thomas, if you choose to go through all that, it's going to show it. A lot of seniors involved here at senior night.
There was, Daniel, and 5 of those seniors scored touchdowns here tonight, and it started with somebody that's never had a carry, as far as I know, and that's the senior lineman, Zach Strong. Got the Dogs on the board first, 7-0 early in the first quarter, and then Sage Tiernan, another senior, made it 13-0 with a score early on. Wyatt Burks, and then Bowles added the PAT, 20-0. And then Markham, the first of his 2 touchdowns, and that pretty much put this one over the top and out of hand. And then later on, B.J. Emerson got his score, and Dakota McGee picked up an 11-yard score also. So big night, like you say, for these seniors here. And stats overall, Clay County ran 40 plays for a total of 362 yards and 7 touchdowns tonight. Just a big time, a lot of fun here tonight as Clay County racked up the yardage.
We saw tonight what we've seen many years against Pickett County. First of all, a Pickett County team that refused to go away regardless of what the score was. A Pickett County team that had some individual players who were really good and were impressive. And also just a lot of diversity from Clay County in the winning effort, as you mentioned. And that's usually how it goes. You try to spread it around. We always play them late in the year. Usually it's either senior night or something like that. This was very typical of the contest that we have with the Bobcats. Coach, do you have some stats you want to share from Pickett County? I know they didn't have a lot.
Well, they had a much better second half than they did first half, Daniel. But still, the Bulldog defense had a great night. I'm not sure what the how many tackles for loss we had and that sort of thing. But Through the air, Luke Smith was 3 for 6 for 75 yards with one interception. On the ground, Pickett County was led by Parker Gore, had 21 rushes, 85 yards, and a touchdown. Austin Connor had 14 rushes for 39 yards. Overall, they had 45 rushes for 121 yards of offense tonight. So pretty clean game as far as penalties go. Clay County, 2 penalties for 10 yards. Pickett County, 1 for 5. So officials didn't throw the yellow flag very much tonight.
Well, at this point in the year, you know, both teams should have a lot of those mistakes fixed, and it seems like they did. Thomas, I know you've got a lot of good defensive stats to share to go along with those Pickett County offensive numbers. Coach, just saying.
We do, and like I said, the Bulldog D had a great night. The sophomore, Jacob Burnett, had 3 tackles. Wesley Walker stuck his nose in there early and often, had 5 tackles tonight. White Burks had 2. Burchett came up from his defensive back position, had 5 tackles on the night. Senior Zach Strong had 3. Mason Sharp had 3 from his linebacking position. Senior Cherry had 4 and a big sack. Maynard had 4 in the middle. B.J. Emerton had 3 tackles and those 2 huge interceptions tonight. And Carson Sharp had 1 on special teams. Colby Bowles came up with a fumble recovery. But that Dog defense was led by those 2 big guys in the middle. Dalton Goad, 6 tackles, 1 for loss, and 3, count them 3, a trio of sacks tonight. But you know what? Wade Coons, the freshman, topped him, Daniel. 9 tackles, 1 for loss, a sack, and a fumble recovery. What a game for the freshman.
Very impressive. His highest tally on the year to this point in his career. And, you know, the beautiful thing about that, go to sophomore, Coons a freshman. They're going to be around for a day or two. Well, folks, we're going to go to a break here, come back and wrap up our Dairy Queen postgame show. We'll tell you about the Clay County offensive stats individually and announce the TDS top player of the game and do one final budget pest control scoreboard update. Find out how that Republic Monterey game went. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the DQ postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the DQ postgame show after these words from our sponsor here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers, one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CTHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
We return here for the final time tonight on the Dairy Queen postgame show. We saw the Clay County Bulldogs get to 5-4 on this season with a big 45-6 win over Pickett County. We're going to do the offensive individual stats. Thomas, I'm going to kick it over to you.
Big numbers tonight and a lot of people touching the ball. We'll go with rushing first. Dakota McGee had 2 carries and 1 a touchdown and a total of 10 yards. Wyatt Burks had 6 carries for 27 yards and a touchdown. Mason Sharp, 1 17-yard carry. The senior Hayden Cherry had 4 carries for 16 yards. Sage Tiernan, 2 carries for 4 yards and a touchdown. Zach Strong, 2 carries for 5 yards and a touchdown. And Jake Ashlock had 2 scrambles for 0 yards. Story of the night there on that column, Jared Markham, 10 carries, 165 yards, 2 touchdowns. Went over 1,000 yards for the season, climbed into 4th, I know, career all-time, and could have gotten closer, but 165 yards, had that huge run, a 71-yarder, and also a 43-yard touchdown, and Jared Markham just does it all when he touches the ball in the backfield.
He certainly does. I really messed up his first carry of the game, that 71-yarder. I thought he was going to go. He ended up not going, but anyway, he's exciting to watch.
He is. Jake Ashlock got things kind of corrected after a rough start. Went 4-11 tonight for 118 yards and a touchdown to B.J. Everton, who caught 2 balls, the 85-yard touchdown and another 23-yarder for 2 catches for 108 yards. Dakota McGee had the 1 catch for 1 yard, and Sage Tiernan had a catch for 9 yards. Again, Clay County rushed 29 times, 244 yards, 6 touchdowns, 118 yards through the air and a touchdown, 362 total yards, biggest output we've seen from the Dogs in quite some time.
It certainly was. Now, I did some math there. Markham does say that 4th all-time behind Trey Richardson needs 57 yards to overtake him on the career rushing list.
And then the top two, of course, Jimmy Hull and Gary Davis. I don't think you can get close to them.
No, unfortunately not.
Just go ahead and say it. What do they got?
Well, Davis leads with 4,274 all-time. Jimmy Crank Hull, 3,677. So Markham going to finish up, barring injury, you know, he's going to go over 2,500, only the 3rd in, we'll say, the modern era since 1970 to eclipse 2,500 yards rushing in a career.
He's at 24-42 right now. So, I guess we'll go ahead and do the TDS. Top player, since that wraps up the offensive stats, folks. It's kind of hard tonight, so we took the easy way out. We've strived all year to never have multiple winners. Tonight's TDS top performer is the entire 11-man senior unit of this Clay County football team. Going to quickly go through them. Camden Bowles had action tonight. Two-year member, came back this senior year and just didn't get a lot of time, but was a big part of this squad. Hayden Jerry, we saw him go back to tailback tonight for the first time since his freshman year, get a few rushes. Clark Donaldson, the injured senior, had not played in a contest this year, suited up tonight to full attire for the first time, took the opening snap of the game, took a knee on it, and got some action tonight on senior night. B.J. Emerton, a touchdown, two interceptions. Dakota McGee, first ever touchdown. Markham broke the 1,000-yard mark on the season. Austin Ritter getting a good job in there tonight at inside linebacker. Dalton Schrabel going on to Zach Strong, who scored his first ever rushing touchdown. Sage Tiernan, who scored his first touchdown. And also Joseph Jovan. Unfortunately, Jovan was not able to be here tonight, but he also a four-year member of this team and one of these 11 seniors. And I just can't go any other way. Tonight's TDS top performers, all 11 seniors. It is brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Final budget pest control scoreboard update.
Don't have any finals yet, guys, but we do have several in the fourth quarter. Upperman's pulled ahead of Macon County 35-7. Whitwell 53, Cannon County 20 in the fourth quarter. Stone 48, Cumberland County 10. York scores a touchdown to go ahead 28-21 with 54 seconds left in the fourth quarter over Livingston. And the one we've been following all night, late in the fourth quarter, Republic 20, Monterey 17.
Wildcats making a comeback. Going to be a big finish there.
It is. Monterey fighting for their playoff life there. They know what we know, and unless we're all mistaken, which I think we're not, if they lose to Republic, Monterey is out of the playoffs. Definitely not something that head coach Scott Hughes would have dreamed of coming into this season. I wouldn't have dreamed of it either.
Me neither, especially with a win over these Bulldogs.
Sure, you know, dismantled us up on the mountain.
I could see it if they hadn't got us. You know, they didn't have really a shot maybe, but with that win, they felt like they were rolling and maybe gunning for one of those top two spots at that point.
Sure.
Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Friendly folks, unless you're a bug.
Clay County wins it tonight, 45-6. Last game here at John Tables Field for this regular season. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. We'll be at Gordonsville next week. Carquest pregame show coming to you at 6 o'clock. This is the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. These gentlemen was motioning something I couldn't figure out. Last time here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth and on the Dairy Queen post game show. If you're listening to us, we hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. We'll be at Gordonsville next week. Thanks.